Hey everybody, it's Sunday after 2 weeks off. Gotta stop taking weeks off.
Due to illness.
And good weather.
Yeah, true.
Tom gave his dog who had the runs a laxative.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Can you help me? My doctor says I need a laxative.
Not that my story you got.
Be right back. Intro.
Yeah, I got a little tune that I'm going to sing with my buddy Mark here.
Okay.
I wrote this because Mark and I have been friends for a really, really long time. Mm-hmm. And I think what makes us such good friends is that we're complete opposites. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's right.
We like different... Well, that makes us good friends too, right. Rick. Thank you for the...
Yeah, why is everyone doing the universal sign for BJ?
So we wanted to celebrate the fact that we like different things with a little song. Right. And it goes something like this.
I like my toast buttered, and I take mine dry. I dig the Beatles, I'm a Stones kind of guy. I have fine taste, and I like things cheap. I wanna stay up all night, I just wanna sleep with your sister.
What did you just say?
What?
You just said something
about... I want to sleep. All right, here we go. You ready?
No, I'm not ready.
I love the sunshine way. And I want to nail your sister.
No, so you just said it again. I like Julia Roberts movies.
I just want to F the S out of your sister. Hey, Mark, you would rule.
No,
hey, if you'd say it's cool,
it's not cool,
I'd go pick her up at a junior high school. Yeah, your sister.
That sister?
Yeah.
I want
to F your sister.
You want to
F her in
no.
the A.
I don't know what you're
and
saying.
And just see all over her chin.
Stop
well,
using
I'd
letters.
Stick my fist
stop
in her
that.
B.
I
and I'm moving around. Then I'm moving to her A. It'd be so
no.
effing great. I'd nail her. Yeah,
I
want to F your sister.
Serious. Stop it.
What?
I want to make one thing clear. I do not like Julia Roberts movies.
Britney Spears. We don't play her music, but we'd sure like to pin her legs back like a Tyson chicken. Radio. The Internet. Sponsored by Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome to...
All aboard!
Dream Wreck Radio.
Due to the graphic nature
fuck
of this program,
fuck
listener discretion is advised.
Fucking hostile!
Trust me, there's no need.
Hello.
Is the volume up on it?
We're experiencing technical difficulties.
Testicle difficulties.
Please stand by.
One of our mics isn't working.
Our
don't
office
you do the
hours
Masketeer
are from
call?
7 o'clock to 9 p.m.
This wire's bad too. Give me that one.
Another one.
That's the problem with wires.
Faulty.
They go bad.
Disassemble.
No disassemble. Vibrator 5 is alive.
Oh. Vibe.
I thought we used one of the ones that plugged in instead of the big one.
The big one. Oh, there you go.
That sounds a little loud.
That's a little loud.
Yeah. Alright. Hold on. Test. Test.
Beautiful.
Hello out there in EverQuest and other Morgland.
Morgland.
Sorry.
Her
Oh my God, the train's starting already.
Now we're training our show already. So, welcome to EverQuest / World of Warcraft Radio.
Morg Radio.
Just Morg Radio.
Morg. It's Morg.
Thank you.
It's Morg Radio.
Morg Radio.
When a little isn't enough, it's Morg. Anyways.
Yes, try our special, the chicken in the casket.
You got your hosts. Got me, Tasso.
Snow Doug.
The Great Shizma.
Robert.
Yes, we're all New York natives, so we pronounce things funny.
Yeah, we pronounce things funny.
Yeah, we say things like, you know.
Y'all.
Party.
Listen. Luchin.
And love your sister.
No. That's a little bit further south.
That's way further south.
Love your livestock. That's way south.
And we're basically a show that gets together once a week, unless, of course, you know, we have explosive diarrhea or something like that.
Which was last week.
And basically,
damn
bullshit
you, Costco!
About the games that we're playing.
No, that was 2 weeks ago.
Which
last
is
week was your dog.
What? Yeah. Which is EverQuest and World of Warcraft. Hopefully, EverQuest 2 and all others that we may encounter our interest.
Oh, no,
I keep thinking about you know, picking up Final Fantasy. Just take a look at it.
My nephew just bought it.
Have you seen it?
No.
I've seen screenshots, but screenshots never.
Yeah, no. He just bought it. His first comment that he's made about the game is that it seems to be a lot more younger players.
Okay.
See, my nephew is 13 years old.
I hate
and he did 6 months of EverQuest,
which is a lot of adults, children mix.
Right, but there's quite a few adults that play EverQuest. It's definitely more adults than it is, you know, teenagers.
They just pretend to be a 13-year-old girl from Idaho.
Exactly.
Right.
But he said from the way he's had conversations, that a lot more people his age, he thinks, on Final Fantasy.
Yeah, until they tell him to meet him somewhere.
You know what I mean. But
hey,
just,
let's
that's,
go
that's
hang
what
out
a lot
at
of his
mall,
friends.
Billy.
A lot of his he has quite a few
like
friends, school friends that were playing Final Fantasy, so
is
he joined
Final
in.
Fantasy cheaper?
No.
No.
Actually,
no.
I think it's $1 more.
Dollar. But it just seems like he just, that's his impression. You know, it's the only first-hand impression I have of the game, so, yeah. You know.
Well, because a lot of people have, Final Fantasy XI is played on a video game.
Well, you can play. Yeah, you can play it Sony with the PlayStation.
Sony, with the PlayStation, and where EverQuest is for a computer.
You can play EverQuest with the PlayStation.
No, EverQuest Online Adventures, which is 100% more sucktastic than
sucktastic.
Sucktastic. I like that.
Yeah. No. It's horrible. The graphics are what? You're too high. Okay.
You are.
Bob is too high.
How that did better?
Yeah, you're still loud.
Jesus, too
high. Try that. That's better.
That's better.
Now wait. Now here's a concept. Hold on a second.
Can you be too high?
Let me get to this level. Hold on a second. Wait. Okay, we make this fantasy game, and it'll be the ultimate fantasy game. So it'll be like the final of the fantasy games, and we'll call it Final Fantasy. All right. Yeah, that's cool. Okay. Hold on a second. No, I think we can make a better game. And, yeah, that'll be the Final Fantasy, but we'll call it 2, like 10, 11 later. Wait a minute. We'll make it online. And this will be the Final Fantasy 11.
But with Final Fantasy, they don't upgrade the game. They come out with a new version, right? Like in EverQuest,
I have no idea. You know, this is an odd statement, but I have no idea if there was ever a Final Fantasy 10.
Yes, there was. And 9 and 8 and 7.
Oh, there really was.
And 4
but it
and
sounds
3
like when we
and
get
2,
our upgrade.
And then there was a Final Fantasy.
Well,
we
but
buy
think
a
about
package,
it, right?
They get a whole new game.
Well, that's the whole point, right? So think about it. EverQuest could be up to EverQuest like, what do we got? 7 expansions now. So you could have been up to like EverQuest 8. Because
right,
every time they added an expansion,
every time it's just a new game, you lose all your old stuff. You have to
well, that's
over
the that's
again.
The thing. This is yeah,
they're
upgrading
see,
and they're
they,
adding
they, no.
stuff to it. But
they should change. They should change the name. You know, like you know, fantasy.
Well, but if Final Fantasy was
Final Fantasy, it's not the final. It's not the last one.
No, I understand that. But if
there's 12 in the making.
But if they made Final Fantasy when they first made it, they said, okay, we've made Final Fantasy. It's a great game. We can make it better. Let's make a new game. Well, Final Fantasy sold well.
No,
Final Fantasy sold well. Just like, here's another thing. You want to do that, pick on EverQuest.
No, but none of it.
No, think of it this way.
You must
EverQuest.
No.
Now we're going to have EverQuest 2.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Did the quest finish in the first one?
Right. The EverQuest finished? Dude, so now we have to do a new EverQuest?
Final quest.
Right. Why didn't they just evolve the entire world? You know, kill off all your characters.
Well,
well,
that's what happens.
Character, I'd have been pissed. You're talking
no, but that's
my
what
one
happens.
Character I spent almost $100,000 on.
But if you go to a new game, I mean, obviously you're starting with new characters.
But it,
now, wouldn't it be better if they put up EverQuest 2 servers and gave you the game for free? Or as instead of, you know, changing your subscription rate, they make it a new server.
You just gave the you just gave the president of Sony a heart attack.
What? Free? Oh God!
No,
you know what I'm
like
saying.
You
pay the
$50
bucks. You pay the $50 for the game.
Yeah.
You know, and you know the $50 allows you to play on the EverQuest 2 servers. Okay, but it's still tied to your regular EverQuest account.
You still
it counts
for
as an expansion.
They could do that.
And in order to play it, you must delete a level 60 or higher character on your account.
Man, there'd be a lot of people power leveling shit.
Yeah, right?
I would power level my dwarf fighter until he hit 60. I'd never put a damn piece of friggin' equipment on him.
Right.
And then I'd delete him. Because there's no way in hell I would ever delete Blobbert.
Why is your character's name Marked for Termination?
Yeah, Marked for Termination.
Mark for
never. Hey, never had a chance. Want a group?
That's an idea for a character's name.
Yeah,
can
but
you imagine how many groups
but going back to Final Fantasy, none of them are generic.
I'm going to make a monk that's called I Can't Pull.
No.
I Can't Pull.
No, but no, here's the fun part. Like Mario Brothers.
What's Taunt? The 35th level warrior.
No, but let me explain something. Final Fantasy? Yeah, right? The Final Fantasy line, they don't connect to each other. In other words, Mario, okay? Mario 8, what's the main character? Mario.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't know.
No, I'm saying Final Fantasy. You think Final Fantasy 1 and Final Fantasy 3, you figured, okay, the same genre, like,
genre.
You know, it's back in the past. You know, you're fighting monsters.
Yes.
In Final Fantasy 3. Totally new, different characters, totally new world.
Okay.
It's a total different setting.
Well,
Final
that's
Fantasy
why
11.
It's
once it,
Final but Fantasy 12.
But
crack
I'm saying,
horse.
It's not, they're not the same games. You can't, like, pick up Final Fantasy
6.
But that's
the point
now.
It's
Final impossible Fantasy to have a 12 now.
7 and go, oh, this is not a
What, are they
going to
start over?
Yes.
I got a Fantasy, you know, I mean, Final Fantasy 11.
Well, once they went online, no,
I'm saying EverQuest 1 and EverQuest 2. It's the same premise. There's going to be the continent of Antonia. There's going to be a Freeport. There's going to be a Kinos. You know,
Quainos.
They're going to have the same races.
Oh,
they're going to have the same monsters, almost.
Represent.
My bad. So,
there's no fucking.
What?
There's no fucking Sopranos tonight.
Yeah.
No shit.
Your point is
good. I can go to bed.
I told my wife. I said, "You'll be happy. No Sopranos. I'll be home."
No,
early.
But 6 Feet Under is on.
Careless. To be singing. My wife
like
will
that.
Be happy with it, but I hate it.
They got the two gay guys. Van will enjoy the show.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No, it's one and white and one black.
And they show them having.
They make
sex.
Oreo cookies.
You know, I have a funny feeling.
Okay, terrific.
I have a funny feeling that Snowdog has a fantasy of just having a huge. Strap-on dildo.
Says I don't have one.
See? I foretell the future.
Oh, shit!
That's when I saw it.
Oh, but the only question is, who does she use it on?
No!
Cool.
Oh, no, her dog, no!
Did you ever wonder if your mom gave dad a blowjob right before she kissed you goodnight?
Did you ever walk in and have your mother come up from the bottom of the bed out of the blankets?
No.
I did that once. The ice cream man was coming. I was like,
the ice cream man. Oh, yeah, he was coming.
Mom was in bed with the ice cream man, and
he was coming.
This was
Want to pop up?
Back when she was still with Dad, but I seen her head come out. I was like, "Ooh, shit!" Dad's like, "Grab the money off the dresser and get the hell out of here."
Finish up, honey.
Yeah, finish up, then grab the money. What? What? Dad was paying your mom? What? Wait, I'm lost here. What money?
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
You never walked in and saw your parents doing anything?
No.
No.
I must be, well, I know your parents are, how old's your dad, Bob?
67? 66?
Still young. Your parents were still getting it on when you were a kid.
I would assume so, considering I have younger siblings.
I just can't. I just can't envision my father making love to my mother, saying, "When
cock one up."
Tom,
that's it. 7:30.
Tom.
Well, your mother was.
I love you to death, and I loved your parents to death. You know, but I can't picture your parents having sex, so
agreed.
I don't even want to go there.
No, I wouldn't go there.
Your
either.
Mother was old when you were born, though.
Yeah,
she was. You were like the end of the cycle, baby.
Pretty much.
End of the cycle, baby. Well, that explains
a lot.
She had
six kids. I fell out. That explains a lot. She's like, I wonder what
those eggs weren't quite right, you know, when she was at that age.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, you're right. I was pregnant.
What's it? Grandma had 13 kids. My uncle's what? Only 3 years older than
Oh,
we got
to sell a lot of you to...
inbred.
Sign.
Yo, man. Back then, they had to make a lot of kids. It was the only way someone could take care of them. They had someone taking care of the farm.
Yeah, hey, that was a retirement plan.
That's why I want three.
Nah, Grandma said that's how they...
that's why I want three kids.
Thought out the spring.
No, yeah. In the spring.
One to operate the mower, one the trimmer, and one the blower.
There you go.
And they can wash my car fast. three
Van,
of them together.
Van, you scared.
Oh, no. You see, now that's back in the old days. You didn't have kids. You had slaves. Genetically recreated slaves.
Yes.
Yeah, that sucks. Nowadays, you tell your kid to do chores. Parents are like, the kids are like, no. And parents are like, okay.
Yeah.
I'd have said no to my chores as a kid. My father would have been like, "You
haven't seen my sister handle her kids at any point in time." I guess.
Yeah, no, that was
I'm sorry. No.
Ah! It'll be like that. Chris Rock when he was doing that special. It was like, "Yeah, my motherfucker, telling me to wash the car. Don't suck my dick."
No. No, my sister's like Eddie Murphy's mom with the shoe.
Shoe.
No, but it's like that barbecue we went to. Like, where's...
No, parental control?
Yeah.
There was certain, you know.
There were certain chores in my family that was actually a form of punishment. You know, if you came home late from school...
We're not actually going to hear about the chicken coop anymore.
No, the pigeon coop.
Whatever.
Chicken coop.
If you had a bad report card or you came home late, you know, it was... Dad waited till the worst hot, rainy day, and the next day when it was hot and humid, and said... Oh, by the way, go clean out the pigeon coop.
I wouldn't complain, Tom. Back when I was living in Minnesota and people had 52,000 chickens. Can you imagine cleaning out that coop?
There's a big difference between a pigeon coop and a chicken coop. There is a big difference.
Okay?
Not when you clean it up
shit?
The poop.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, pretty much most of the chickens are on the floor because
hey,
they don't
fly. Did many of the pigeons have that wet, bloody shit you get on your car when the bird shit on... Oh, God.
Bloody? No, it's green.
No,
it ain't green, man. It's like blood and stuff. Oh, it's grotesque.
Red? I've seen it.
Oh, I have.
Yo, man, I'm way too high.
What?
I'm screaming. Shit, okay, now that's too low.
Screaming for me,
Jed. Yeah, she's too low now.
Now I'm too low. Whoa, man.
I have it.
How low can
you
go?
You don't talk. I can't set your
I levels. Have been talking.
How's that?
That's good.
All right, wait. I actually have another question-related question. Okay. Now, raids. LDON raids.
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, there's a level minimum.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that's 63?
Uh-huh. Because
once again, Sony fucks me in the ass.
No. LDON raids were not meant for... They're meant for elemental or above guilds. They're not meant for...
They're not meant for...
So, if you're an elemental, you're 65.
Yeah.
See, most toons aren't
well,
like
you never know. He just might make it. He just might friggin' make it.
59th level, standing at the...
plane of fire, looking for group. 59th level,
Shadow. 59th level, Shadow, and a bottom of the level group.
Yeah, but you go in there like that, and that's like being in Plane of Valor, being a 59th Shadow, and what are they like? They're like, Get out.
Just being 45th, where's the Plane of Nightmare?
I've been in there, and you'll have somebody who just turned 54 go into the zone looking for a group. People are like, go to Plane of Nightmare. They start laughing, and they shout funny shit at you.
I know. They're like, you must be kidding me.
You must be lost.
Well, I actually, for the first time, I had looking for group up. I had looking for group up, and for the first time this has ever happened, someone said, oh, you want group? Come to Plane of Fire. I'm like,
I'm not.
It's the first time I've ever been asked to go to an elemental plane, and I'm like, I wish I could, but I can't. I'm not allowed. The game won't let me.
You should just open that shit up.
No, they shouldn't.
Yeah, they should.
No, they should not.
Oh, because you guys are almost there?
No, because it's something you should be able to earn.
Hey, I got
with 72 other people.
I got a new haste.
Doesn't matter.
Tonight.
You still
got
to earn it.
Yeah.
I haven't succeeded at it yet. I still got 5 more things to kill. Before I get the Soul Road Tower access.
But you finally killed.
I finally was on a raid that killed Mechanical Behemoth.
Now where is he?
Tactics. Oh, that's enough.
Plane of Innovation. Yeah. He's the tactics
he's
key.
He's in the factory.
Yes. Yeah. He's from the Plane of Tactics key.
Okay, I got the key.
But I
to get in the factory, I still
have
to kill him.
Yeah.
Right.
But could not believe it. I finally killed him.
Was it an open raid or a guild raid?
It was a guild raid where we invited friends.
Invited.
Meaning open rate.
Okay. No, not really. There was only...
Did anybody get loot from the other people?
No.
That showed up? Ah, ha, ha.
Actually, I got...
It's one of those open raids where nobody get loot but the people that...
No, but we told everyone flat
people
out.
People do it just so they get the flag.
Right.
Right.
And a raid like that, people will come just to get the flag.
Well, look at Puka. He went to every pickup raid he could and got flagged for elemental access.
Puka or for now?
Oh, for now.
Right.
And then promptly quit the guild.
Yeah, then he quit our guild. No, Puka on the Mechanical Behemoth raid went link dead. Died, then went link dead.
Yay.
When he finally came back, his body had popped and was in the graveyard. So what does he do?
I would train the raid personally.
You would? Well, that's what he thought too. So he proceeded to loot his corpse other than one piece so he could get res later.
Sewed himself. And ran like
the Dickens right through the factory right to where we were. And brought...
Everything
with them.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. And then spiders that are there.
The beetles that are in there.
They aggro
their brethren.
Yeah, they'll defend their other machine brethren. So, a good 15 people in a raid died because finally the raid leader screamed, look.
Die.
Everyone stop attacking.
If
you're getting hit, just die. Because even though we killed the monsters, the monsters that came with Puka.
The beetles were.
The spiders weren't stopping. And as long as you kept hitting a spider, the next spider that came through would start attacking. So we just said, look, everyone who's getting hit, die.
Die.
And they did. Everyone finally stood, didn't move, died.
And then got...
And then the spiders, as soon as everyone was dead...
Started going back in their own
the
business.
The spiders just started going back to their own business again and walking right by us.
Cleric?
No, you don't camp a cleric. We didn't have
to camp a
cleric.
No, we have to camp a cleric. Nobody's getting aggro except for the ones that were attacking.
Oh, okay.
The rest of us were just standing there watching them die and laughing
at them. Yeah, but if you had 60 of them, you could have killed all the spiders to... Yeah, how many people do you have there?
Actually, getting good experience.
55, 56.
You could handle the spiders,
but we weren't ready yet. We didn't have the people set up in the other spider sets.
Nobody set up in the corners.
We weren't buffed already, but as soon as the train came in, like 6 or 7 people died, so they needed to be rebuffed. You couldn't do this and continue with the spider.
Did anybody yell at Puka for doing this?
Puka was picked on.
Puka was picked on. Oh no! I had the ultimate pick on Sister Temple. That was a clusterfuck. I think Jean Delar, definitely will remember this one for the rest of his life.
You heard what Tom did.
Ran to a raid, right? They
and
were already
the wrong guild.
No, she's good for this. She is
she
so
just,
good
just
for this.
Just cut the story right in half.
She's yelling at everybody, oh, you're stepping on him, you're stepping on him, and then...
Go on.
Thank you. So I get to Sister Temple, and they're like, oh, we buffed, we're already in the chain, we're going to XTC.
Okay.
All right. Which way do I go? Com 1. Which way is that? Right. So I go left.
You went left.
I went left to Com 2. And proceeded
to Okay,
die.
You're going that way? I'll go this way.
Yeah, okay, and?
Well, I died, so I'm bound in Everfrost Wayfarer's Camp. So I'm like, oh, this is fucking great.
No, that's...
So
yeah.
I saw a small
walk.
And John Delar's like, well, where the fuck are you? Why are you in Everfrost? And I'm like, I died, and I said, you know what? Let me log off for an hour. I'll come back on when the raid's over.
Okay.
I come back on. Brian's like, okay, listen. It's late. I'm in London. I'm starving. I want to go to bed. Hurry up. So I race there. I stop in the bazaar really quick, get a coffin, run to Sister Temple, and the first person I see is someone from Legion of the Dead. Invites me into a group. I'm like, okay, maybe that's Brian's group. I invite in. Okay, call a hero. I'm in front of the Emperor Portal. I'm like, what's going on? Why am I in front of the Emperor Portal? And I'm like, I look at the call a hero girl. I'm like, what do I do now? She's like, I don't know. Great. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe they're starting an Emperor raid or whatever. I summon my corpse there. I loot it down to one piece. And then someone sends me a tell. Come on in.
Okie dokie.
Now, knowing that I left my green mist back in the bank, I'm like, all right, I guess I'll just blast him with spells and I'll hit him with my sludge mallet holding up rocks. So I get there and I'm like, no one's inviting me into a group. And then I realize I hit show all. I'm with Iratus Lupus, or whatever it is.
With IL.
Yandalar is now saying, where the fuck are you? And I'm like, I'm on an Emperor raid.
I'm on an Emperor raid.
Oh, you getting your rift? I already got one. Why are you in there? Because I thought you were in the group and it's called the hero. And oh, you're... I mean, dude, he was just... Every 15 seconds, dick. 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 So...
Well, now you don't have a coffin.
So, now I don't have a coffin.
To summon that corpse.
Right, so...
Even if you gate out.
Right. So, I see somebody. They invited a few Legion... That's the reason why I saw a Legion of the Dead. I saw... A druid and
so they invited a few Legion to get their rifts.
Right, so I'm like, I saw the first druid had Legion of the Dead, and I'm like, listen, can you do me a favor? Can you evac me to the entrance when this is over?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, no problem.
When this is over, why don't you just evac right then?
Well, he was
too busy. Because he has to evac too.
Right. Well, yeah, he was too busy.
Right, doing his things
with the Emperor. Okay. So it took a while, and the Emperor was finally they killed the Emperor, and everyone's getting their rifts and dividing
everyone's
up the loot.
Happy.
And he's like, okay, you ready, Shiz? Okay. I'm in the room by myself. I'm like, what just happened? And all of a sudden he sends me a tell. He goes, you weren't in a group? I'm like, no. So like, oh great, and now all the other Sishar are now starting to head toward the their normal positions. I'm like, is there a way out of this place? Can I just sneak out? No, it's a one way in. Once again, Sony fucking me in the ass.
Did you have a gate potion with you?
No, I didn't have a gate potion with me.
Well,
Sony
sorry,
fucking him in
fuck,
the ass.
Sony didn't fuck
Tom
you in the ass. You fucked you in.
No. I was expecting maybe an invite, and I would have been gated out at least, or whatever.
Did you shout and ask? Him
yes, I did.
So wait. A question. So you never got actually invited into the raid?
No.
So you just hung out there the whole time they were killing him?
Pretty much. I was hoping to get the last shot in and just kill the Emperor on my own. Can you imagine the experience points on that one?
Oh, my God.
So what happened to the original group that we were in?
No, when I called the hero me, they told me to disband.
Call a hero is just a one group set up to bring everyone there.
No, I understand
there,
that.
And then you disband from that group.
Right,
and
I
then
you disband and jump through, and I did, and anyway.
Did you put up looking for group?
Yep.
And weren't invited because you hadn't actually asked permission of the raid leader to be invited.
Right.
So, Van, did you cut us off, or...
No.
Then why are you playing fucking music?
Keep going.
Keep going. You know what song it is?
Keep going. No, they can hear us. They can hear us just fine. It's in the background. Keep talking.
I don't think they know what song it is.
No, they have no clue what song it is.
Turn it up now so we can hear it.
Wait.
I know what it is because I love the song.
Wait. I was going to wait until it got to the point.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Never ending story.
I had time to download it.
Wait. I never say shit. I'm always the one that's saying the...
And you guys get all pissed off. It's like...
It's come a joke.
Because, well, I didn't know what you... I thought you actually cut us off.
No.
I didn't know what the hell you were doing.
Why would I do that? This would have been funny, but no, you had to get all pissed off.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the fuck you were doing. Anyway. So
anyway.
I'm stuck in the Emperor Chamber by myself. Now Brian's... I can feel the smoke coming out of his ears. He's like...
he hadn't logged
yet? Why didn't you get an invite? Why didn't you do this? I'm like...
So
you
I
didn't
had
log
I,
it?
I died in there. I know, the only way to get, and then I had to run back, get my
two
coffins.
Coffins.
Two coffins.
So you spent three coffins that day.
Pretty much.
And Tom doesn't know about the tiny inlaid gem ones.
No, you can't use those.
Can't use those.
The not ones till 65. That are stackable?
Not till
yes.
65.
Oh, 65. Okay.
Not till 65th.
And that could be forever. Okay.
Pretty much. The way my experience points is losing.
What are you now, well, 59th still?
Yeah, it should be 58.
He lost, at best, he lost 9% experience that night.
Four times three.
Not 9%.
Oh, no. Not 9%. I mean 9% of 100% res. So, in other words, if he lost...
Yeah, you're talking he lost nothing.
No.
He lost 4 or 5 kills.
No.
Yeah.
He like lost 12%.
No. He lost a blue.
He lost a blue. Oh,
yeah. That's 4 or 5 kills.
Yeah, well,
and stupid me, every time I go on an LDON after a raid, I keep forgetting to put my AAs back on.
It's really got to suck to be a monk with res effects and resurrection, you know, experience loss. That's where, you know, because they always die when they're pulling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh yeah, well, they're probably used to it.
But that's why they have feign death.
That doesn't always work.
No, this is true, but,
yeah, but you know, many
it's just like it's just like me. It's just like Rangers. Rangers tend to die on a regular basis on raids because when we start getting hit, we get hit hard.
Fuck that! Try being the shaman. Slow.
Woof.
You dead.
Well, but all classes have the same issues, you know.
Okay.
That's you know, hilarious.
We dropped Mechanical Behemoth.
Yes.
The second Mechanical Behemoth died, Gak died. Our main tank. Cool. It was really funny. It was like with each's last swing, they killed each other. It was really funny. Gak has now just broken the 600 AA mark.
Really? How many AAs are there?
Probably like 700
that's a man
something.
Close to being done.
That's a man in a basement by himself.
He listens to the
well,
show.
You know, and you know where he got the idea from, don't you?
He's probably got one computer with nothing but Jennifer Connelly porn.
you realize where he got the idea from? You.
Well, me?
Why me?
Just doing the High Guardians.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He sits there all day.
Yep.
His cleric has like, you know, 70 AAs.
Yeah, but the way I do it.
Does he have the same setup he has?
No.
Forget that.
No,
he sits there and but you sit there and kill.
Doesn't he go to work? Doesn't he eat, take a shower, shit, shave?
Whatever.
Sleep?
No, he plays EverQuest like us. We're a bunch of stinky nerds in the basement.
Hey, I just
no, you don't understand.
He
has,
he,
you know,
the time.
When you're sitting there on in game looking for group or whatever, he doesn't do that. He doesn't go fight in groups. He goes down into the plane of justice. The second he turns the game on,
gets 5% experience per kill.
Gets 5% AA experience per kill. So every 20 kills is an AA. And if you set it up right, he's basically like continuously killing.
Yep.
And he just sits down there the whole time. He doesn't have to slow the mobs. He doesn't worry about slowing them because what he does is he just sits there. There's four of them.
And just beats them down.
The cleric atones them. You know, his cleric atones him. He doesn't put the cleric in a group.
What does atone do? Is it the same as passy?
Yeah, pacify, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And he pulls one and beats it. They don't summon. They don't do anything stupid like that. He sits there and beats it. Just as that one dies, you know, he...
The other one's popping like a second later.
Right. The next one pops, pulls that one. And he just keeps doing this. And each one is 5% AA.
Saying, doesn't it take like hours, though, to get
well, of course
600
it takes,
AAs?
Well, of course it
takes
hours.
It takes about an hour and a half per AA. So...
But if you think about it, okay, so it takes an hour and a half per AA. If he plays 3 hours a day, you know, and AAs have been around for about a year now, right?
Oh, okay.
Times...
You know? He plays every day, so...
5 times... divided by 24... if you did it 24 hours a day, it would take you... 19 hours.
19 days.
19 days.
So I'm saying it's
not bad.
No,
that's 24 hours a day, though.
No, but still, but okay,
dude,
fine. But
John
if you
Dillard
do it 6 hours
on like that.
But if you do it six, but yeah, but see, John Dillard can't fight them.
No,
on his own.
No,
he can't do them on his own. You know, he was amazed when he found out I solo High Guardians. I just
but
can't kill him as fast as Gak.
No, he can do. He can solo one, but he's out of mana and health by the time he's done. So, I want to talk about this early in the show, but we'll talk about it now. Did you guys hear about the guild summit that Sony held?
No.
No?
I heard, but it sounds very interesting.
Okay, good. Then this will all be new to you and probably most of our listeners. A while back, GU Comics, GUComics.com, does this, you know, a guy named Woody does all these, you know.
Woody. he said Wood.
Does all these little comics and stuff, and always, you know, very brutal on his, you know, assessments of most of these games, and especially EverQuest. He always makes, you know, fun of them, and, yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, I mean, he, you know, if he sees something wrong, he speaks out. Well, he was getting sick of seeing the order, Omens of War Now, you know, when the game, when you were crashing in Planet Knowledge. And
right,
people
because
were getting stuck in
walls. DS9 was all screwed up, right. And everything was screwed
they
up.
They kind of rushed that out. So basically, he was like, no, you know, he put out a call saying, hey, boycott Omens of War. Don't give Sony your money, you know, until they fix the shit that they, you know, that they still haven't, you know, they're still fixing.
Right.
Yeah, you know, they're
promised to fix.
Yeah, they're in the process of fixing something, but
I mean, we all bought God, and no one goes and plays in the damn thing anymore.
Well, because
they started to now since they fixed God.
Right, yeah, but they're only fixing it now because of all the complaints. Actually, finally reached
for 6 months.
Actually, finally yeah. reached Sony to a point where they said, "Oh, well, maybe
well,
we should do
well,
something."
No,
he triggered basically that was the whole. You know, he triggered this whole you know thing, and they said they were planning on doing this, and I'm like, "Yeah, right." And he just kind of pushed it, and I'm like, "No," they said, "Oh shit!" You know, it's like 2 million people. You know, I mean, whatever. However, 400,000-500,000 people go to his site. If he reaches 10% of them decide to, you know,
boycott.
Which actually, I was hearing that a lot of people were not buying Omens of War just because of the fact that they bought God and never used it.
Right, I wasn't going to buy it.
Yeah,
the only reason why you'd want to buy it
is
because
if you were done with Omens of War with
well, no,
God.
Not even that,
no,
but no, because they were the with they were going to have right a raised right. level cap.
It's
so,
kind of like God Part 2. It's like the shit we didn't have time to put into God. Basically, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah,
same
and
mod,
no one,
same
no
style.
One, no one played God.
Right.
You know, it was the biggest waste of an expansion they'd ever
well,
pulled
they
off.
Said,
but
they
let
said
him finish.
When they made God, they made it. They wanted it to be level 70 for the five-year anniversary. So they had all the content that's in God was tuned for level 70s. That's why it was so fucking hard. Nobody could possibly pass it. Okay? That's what they say. But anyways, they had a big guild summit. They flew a whole bunch of guild leaders, like the, you know the biggest guild leaders you know in EverQuest down. They also invited a whole bunch of people that were community leaders. The guy who runs Steel Warrior, the guy Woody, I think
Caster's Realm,
Gaffey's forums and stuff like that. Basically, here is what we will immediately address. This is what Sony says. Okay. Add scripting to shut off empty instances of time. This is important because when the way time works, it's instanced, but it's not instanced. There's only one time zone. When you go into it, the person who clicks on it has a flag, you know, from the last time they were in, and you start basically where you left off in time. Because time takes X amount of hours, whatever. You can leave time and come back and finish it.
Right.
The zone time?
Yeah.
Planet time.
Oh, I thought it was just a zone.
No, you have to fight the big three-headed dragon thingy.
Okay, I know Captain nothing about the Plane of Time, so...
Okay. Anyways, there's a whole...
I figured if I ever get close
to
the elementals, then I'll actually start reading about
time.
You
get to fight all the gods again in Plane of Time.
Fun?
Yeah, so Ra'al Zek again and everything, but different, you know, differently. So basically what was happening was people were... a guild would log off. Okay, we're done. And leave Plane of Time, okay... And it would stay up for 3 hours, meaning nobody could click on it for 3 hours. So the next guild that's time-enabled, because now each server has three or four, you know, time-enabled guilds, right? So they couldn't go into it for 3 hours. So what they're going to do is, as soon as the last person leaves, shuts off, the next guild can go in.
See, I thought the Plane of Time was just like any other... You can go in there, hang out.
Oh, no, that's Plane of Time A. Plane of Time B is the raiding one. There's actually... Yeah, like, yeah.
Well, then, do you have to do something in Plane of Time A to get into Plane of Time B?
No. You go, you click in, and you do these trials, and you know, and the trials are X amount of people per trial, and you got to beat all the trials at the same time or whatever to open these doors, and your whole raid, you know, meets back up again at that point.
So you do have to do something to go from A into B.
No. You click on something. Yeah, everybody sits around a portal thing and they click and they go into Planet Time.
You just said something about trials.
No, that they port into the trials, the first wave.
Oh, okay. Yeah. B is the
trials.
No,
you're in
okay.
time already, so they don't even want to make it like, okay, now you got to collect keys from, like, you know, Rats and Quanos, you know.
Right.
Like that. Again, that's for Planet Time. This is the first step towards them fully instancing time. A lot of this stuff is geared toward time or better guilds. Okay?
But you know how many...
Yeah, because...
That's their longest-term players, the people that have been around since the beginning.
But it's like 10% of the population.
Maybe it's only 10%, but it's progressively going to become more.
Well, we'll see.
And actually, the people who are running all these websites and are, you know, the ones who were at that summit,
well,
I guarantee you all of them are in a guild that's in time.
There was only two people there, Woody and one other person that were not time-flagged.
That were not time-flagged.
Right.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But he did, you know, open up some stuff, and I'll get to it. Okay. Raid messages of the day. That'll actually help everybody. Basically, it'll be a message of the day. But when you when you join the raid, it'll automatically say, "This is your main tank. This is your who you send tells to for." You know, in other words, you get to the raid late, right? So you get here's the main tank. Here's the person to ask for.
That's nice,
raid. Right? So and it's you know that's nice. A raid message. Improving how we handle beta and testing process.
Good God.
I'd like to see what they do there. Because basically they shouldn't have pushed out DirectX until...
No, they should never, because they never tested it.
The people on the test, they did. They threw it on the test server for like 3 days, and the people on the test server were like, whoa, this is crap. And they didn't care, and they pushed it out. Improving how... let's see. John Smedley apologized for how this was handled in God. Beta buff didn't sound like it would be around much longer.
Ooh.
What?
Beta buff?
Oh, yeah. What happens is I was in the Lost Dungeon Araya
yes.
beta test.
Yes.
And basically, you could do beta buff.
What's a beta buff?
You slash beta buff, and you'd say 65 warrior. And it would make whatever character you just created into a 65th level warrior.
Okay.
No, but that sucked, because you had people that did not play warriors playing warriors. A warrior was playing a paladin, or a druid was all of a sudden playing a necro, or you know what
Whatever.
I'm saying?
Okay.
These people didn't know how to play their class, so how could they test correctly? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When I was testing Lost Engine Rye, it was really hard to find a group that wasn't a complete bunch of morons.
Okay.
You know, just because of the fact that nobody knew how to play their class. Meanwhile, you can do character moves. So what it'll do, if you get into a beta testing cycle, they'll copy your character. Like, I on the beta server, I had Tasso. They copied Tasso onto the beta server. So I was playing Tasso, just with my equipment that I had in.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. Increase the number of debuffs allowed on mobs. So you know how they have limited number of slots now?
Just like we do.
Yeah, but they're going to increase that. Right now it's like 50. Well, or like 40 or something. No, them. The mobs.
What? You could cast 40 different...
Yes, which sounds like a lot, but isn't when you're talking about a raid-sized mob, like you know, like anything that takes, you know, the Emperor, right?
You
have four Necros, they're going to have, like, that's going to take up maybe 12 to 18 slots.
And you get the Shaman with a good five.
Because
six
all their
four.
Dots stack. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have, you know, somebody cast this, you know, like, you know, you'll cast Flame Lick on it, and it'll take up a buff slot. You know, so...
Well, this is why on raid mobs I never cast any...
Flame Lick.
Flame Lick. I never cast any of my dots, because I'm a ranger. My biggest dot will do 650 hit points over 10 ticks.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, trust me, it's not something I'm going to cast on a raid.
But, I mean, other, you know other people...
If somebody overcast, does it remove any of the new ones that
no,
were done?
No, but it'll block other ones from landing, because these full of...
Well, no, but also... Right.
Because remember, you
see,
get
but would
debuff,
I get a message...
Debuff,
but would I get a message... See, no, because I will overwrite... My little cheese ball will overwrite quite a few other classes' dots because mine is a 64th level spell.
Yeah, well, I mean, it
you know, a druid will cast a dot that's a 59th level spell that does 10 times more damage than mine.
But it has to be in the same line to overwrite it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's why I said a druid.
So anyway.
A druid has fire and ice dots, or like I have a swarm dot.
There's a whole list we can talk about. Let's see. Increase buffs on players through AAs. So you can go above 15 buffs.
Right.
That's good.
That they'll do with the next.
Yay. That's the comment, by the way.
What?
Yay is the comment. People are happy about
it. But that's what they'll do, what, with the next expansion, though, right?
Note field. You didn't answer actually me. Before the next expansion.
Okay.
Note field and raid window.
Note field and raid window.
Yeah, if you bring up the raid window, you know how you have public notes?
Yeah.
And private notes? They want to put stuff there.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
Improve anyway. The guy screaming
consent
everything out.
And drag for raid groups and guild. Basically, you can consent guild, consent group, consent raid. Anybody
which
will
consent
in
everybody.
Meaning anybody in the raid can drag your corpse. Anybody in your guild can drag your corpse. Anybody in, you know.
Instead
anybody in your
that's well, that's good because I hate that when you get seven messages, consent me, you know, and you consent to you one by one, you just hit and consent,
right?
Customer
right.
consent, Sabata.
Yeah, but I never take a monk into the guild that has a name.
Yeah, I know.
It's like
consent, consent me. My name is Never Rezawazawizwaza. Like, what are you insane?
No, the best
you
one
just
is
put
when
your
the
hand
name
on the keyboard.
Is a bunch of L's and I's, R's
yes,
and N's.
Yes, or anybody a monk with any name like that.
Yeah, R and
useless,
N, you know, and if you
R
put
and N looks like an M.
Your raid.
Yeah, if you put an R right next to an N, it looks like an M.
And then right. with the L's
I's,
and the I's, you don't know which it is. So you're typing it in three or four different
yeah, is
times.
It is it a small L or is it a capital I?
Who's crunchy? Move your mic. Tom? It's you. Because you're doing like that.
Ah, no, we're good now.
Yeah, but it's like, is it a small L? No, it's no.
It's a lowercase J.
It's me, Van.
Right, or is it a lowercase J? Or is it, you can't tell.
Okay. What's his name? Igel.
It was like I tried to type something to his name is Iliman. It's I-I-L.
Oh, great.
I-A-M-E-N. You know, and I'm like,
how many is that an I or an L?
Okay. Right, I didn't know. So
there's
the
only 32,000 possible combinations. Let me start now.
Right, yeah. I was like, oh my god.
That's one thing I like in WoW. If you see somebody's name in the thing or in the who, you can just click on their name and it'll bring up the whisper to it.
Oh, that's cool.
That is nice. It's a little. It makes it much easier.
I noticed in that the animation too. If you're actually talking, you're actually your character starts.
Yeah, moving. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, keep going.
Let's see. Improve corp drag radius. So I guess monks wanted that.
Well, yeah, it is annoying. It is annoying when
make
you're out of corpse.
Make charms, not no drop.
That's nice, and you can buy them in the bazaar.
Right, because there are no...
Yeah, I know they have charm on the list.
Right, but there's no drop charms.
Right.
Wait. What do you mean charms?
Charms. Your charm?
You don't have any charms?
The charm slot?
Yeah.
Well, make rangers don't have any charms.
You do.
Well, now I do.
Yeah, you do.
Don't have
you
the pop charm.
Right.
No, but if you went to Dulac and done the things that came out with that the Lloyd expansion,
better.
There was tons of charms that
well,
you could
get. Well, not
better. Get.
I mean, now, I mean, the... The best charm in the game now is the one from...
Is the pop charm.
Yeah.
Well, and then you... Made it I pop charm and I augmented it with the LDON charm.
There you
LDON.
Go. Which means every LDON you get more powerful.
Okay.
Every pop
right.
you get more powerful.
Guild and individual rewards for guild beta testing. What the fuck is that?
Wait, say that again?
Guild and individual rewards for guild beta testing. Meaning if you test... If you actually...
Oh, if the whole guild is like willing to go and test it, they get a reward? Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Work on larger to-do list. I know this one's a little random. I don't understand that. Future item. That was the immediate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Future items we'll immediately begin looking at and discussing are as follows. Playment time instancing.
No, wait. Hang on a second.
What?
That was the stuff they talked about? What about fucking getting stuck in a tree for fucking 3 hours?
That's
hasn't
QA.
That stopped yet?
Or GMs that fucking are non-existent.
We'll talk. Let me finish. Back flagging solutions to help with high-end guild atrophy. Meaning, you know, a lot of guilds bleed, and I guess they'll make it where if you join a guild that's a plane of time, 90% plane of time flagged, you'll become plane of time flagged.
That's bullshit.
That's awesome.
That's bullshit. Sorry, I disagree with that.
In other words, no, they want to make it where you don't back flag.
No,
other
bullshit,
words,
you got to back flag.
If you do it as a guild, the whole guild gets flagged. Meaning if you're not at the raid, you still get flagged.
No. Sorry.
Disagree. Entirely.
You don't have to. You're not dealing with backflagging because you're still doing the first
part. Okay, so what does that mean? Does that mean... So that means... Okay, so they say, okay, that's the way we're going to do this. Great! Guys, you don't mind. I'm going to join your guild for a week.
Yeah.
I'm going to get time enabled, and then I'm going to go back to my guild. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the point.
That's going on now, too, though.
Yeah.
But that, no, it's not.
There's no difference. They're doing it now.
No, they might be doing it now, but they still have to be there. They still have to go and fight all of the mobs. What you're saying is Shizma can join...
DH.
DH.
As long as they do all the mobs to backflag, he'd be flagged.
But what do you mean? While he's there?
Does that mean I can go on a bot raid?
No, you missed the point. While he's there?
No.
While he's not there.
Well, he's not there. He doesn't have to go through it. Meaning... Let's say you have 300.
During the time he has the tag, they have to kill all these mobs.
Right. To flag them.
Well, the way you made it sound originally was that as soon as he joins.
Well, no, that might be true as well. Temporary flags while you're in the guild, you're flagged. It could be that way too. There's a couple of ways.
Sorry.
So that would even make people leave our guild even faster. Because it's like, wait, I can go to DH and be flagged like that? I can go to, you know, to Stone and be flagged without having to kill a damn thing? Oh, this should be fun. But again...
I disagree with that. But this is what happened. You had a group of Sony people there and a whole bunch of guys who are time-enabled, yeah. And that was it.
The guy says, this is a great one. Ideas thrown around with guild flags. Extra flags, 8-15 rules, or something like that.
Excuse me, Vane?
85 people flagged, you get an extra 15 flags to flag people into time, you know, just out of...
You mean any flag or time flag?
Time, like, flagged.
Well, so like any mob. So as soon as...
No, the whole thing. In other words, if you have 85 time flagged people in your guild...
No, what I meant before that, let's say elemental flagged.
No,
if you have 85 elementally flagged,
correct.
Does
and
that
you
mean
get
you
every
can
and you'd be able to flag whoever joined a new guy, you know, that isn't flagged to there up to your point where you are?
That
I can understand. If you want someone to join your guild just because you know they're going to help you out in time, and you beg that person to get in, you can flag them right away.
But don't you want to earn it?
Some people don't. A lot of people don't.
Well,
it's not a matter of earning it. It's a matter of these people. What?
But dude, you gotta be there. I mean, look at me. I was at three mechanical behemoth raids.
Kira needs help to get into the thing.
Into what thing?
Downcast won't connect for him again.
I don't know. You just click on the link and click connect. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know.
It's working for everybody else.
Okay. But like, I went to four mechanical behemoth raids.
Somebody just connected, so that was probably him. Right, you went to four mechanical behemoths.
Before I finally succeeded at it.
Right, but okay.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah, but you're talking
about... telling me now if I go around and turn to join DH, I'm done. I don't have to kill anything else anymore.
Exactly.
Okay. Right.
Unless you leave DH.
Yay.
Now, if you leave the guild, you keep your flag.
It would be...
How would that... You know, it would be almost impossible once you... Yeah, once they give it to you, Tom, it would almost be impossible for them to keep track of it to take it away from you if you leave.
No, probably not. Okay.
I don't think so.
But it would be difficult.
All right.
And they probably and that would require more work at a Sony.
When the patch message for this comes out, we'll talk about that more. But we're still got a couple more to go.
Here
comes a couple good ones.
What?
Improved raid and guild functionality. Ideas brought up for secondary territory assists, meaning an assist key basically, assist MA and if the MA is dead, it'll automatically assist somebody else. So you could set up first tank, second tank, third tank on your assist key. Assist raid being the same range as assist, drag and drop, group making in the raid window. Oh, like you can group, you know, make groups, like assign people to groups in the raid window. That would be cool. Auto loot for all your corpses. Meaning
what do you mean, auto loot?
You right click on your corpse and it automatically loot everything.
Scary, because if you haven't rezzed it yet and you want to leave one thing on there...
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to give them both options.
Do you wish to probably there's a button there. Loot
do you
all.
Wish to like loot all, right? But that's what I'm saying. You'd have to have some sort of option.
Yeah,
otherwise,
that's what they're probably talking. Loot all,
right? Because if you don't, right? Because you don't want to be just picking it up and looting everything.
Well, that's kind of like the new auto bank. You have to click on auto bank.
Okay,
that's fine. Yeah, agreed.
All right. Let's see. Improvements to raid XP. Review the Epic 2.0 quests. They are thinking of making these a progressive type quest. Think the Colden Ring. No more alien NPCs. Focusing more on familiar Noriath themes. Basically, more dragons. The game, when we first started playing, was all about dragons.
It was Canark.
What do you mean by
dragons.
Aliens?
And then
no more Iskars.
No,
not Iskars, but
no more moon men.
Yeah, Nethermeathen.
And the things you find in...
But I thought that was cool because you were on the moon.
No, but you don't understand. EverQuest is in medieval time. Medieval time was dragons and knights on horses.
In other words,
and ogres.
Future,
and ogres
future,
and orcs.
Future raidable mobs.
No ogres?
No. Will be...
Not ogres.
They won't be alien looking. They'll actually be more fantasy based.
No, I mean real ogres.
Okay. Yeah.
They're not going to take away the Netherbeathens or...
They're not going to take anything away. They're just going to stay closer to what started them.
Right. In other words, they go back to, you know, killing dragons.
You know, so giant...
Yeah,
giant
I'm sorry. Get a hold of TSR. I want to kill Tiamat. Yeah, but killing a real dragon.
Right.
Dragons are cool. You
killing
want
a dragon
the
and
big
and
thing to kill at the end
credit,
of a dungeon is a dragon.
Yeah, the graphics of the dragons, they look great.
Yeah, I thought
the only thing I would love to see is a graphic of an actual breath weapon.
Well, that's what you have to go to EverQuest 2 for.
Yeah.
In EverQuest 2, you
oh, yeah? Okay, good.
It looks really cool. But, of course, you have 2 frames per second when you see that.
Yeah, it really
is. All of a sudden, it becomes a slideshow.
Yeah.
Wait. Nagafin's opening his mouth. There's the white...
Actually, I have an EverQuest... After the show, I have an EverQuest 2 movie, 200 megs. And a huge movie. It's the trailer that they're showing in, in the front of movies now. So, it's cool. We'll go after it. Let's see. Auto loot for all your corpses. Improvement raid. Da 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 da. Solo. Oh, this is good. Solo Lost Dungeons or Noriah style instance or similar content. Basically, what that'll do is one cool thing about World of Warcraft is I can log on for an hour and get something accomplished. It's really hard to do that in EverQuest.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's basically an hour.
Depending on who or whatever.
I go, I hit my quest log, I can do that in an hour. Boom, and I go do it.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically what they want to do is make Lost in Generia style, you know, you log in, and because you're a warrior, let's say the mobs don't hit as hard, or there's NPC healers that you talk to, and, you know, they give you a one-shot heal. So you progress through the dungeon.
You find medic packs.
Yeah, and a rocket launcher, and the BFG.
Yeah.
And the BFG.
Anyway. Okay, issues with item augmentations. What they're talking about, possible enhancements to Guild Wars, like nobody ever uses those. They're also talking about making augments removable.
They are removable.
No, removable. And
they're removable and you destroy them. It's no. really
okay,
annoying
so
when you want to get
upgrade
an upgrade.
If I upgrade my item, I can take the augment off and put it on my new item.
Correct.
Right. Cause
that'll
I just,
be nice.
That happened to me last night. A piece dropped.
Yeah.
That and was I thought about having it. I thought about taking it.
But
I had an augment on the piece I had with a, you know, that just I just put on it. And I'm going, I don't want to lose this aug. That cost me 600 points to put it on.
Right.
You know, and I was like, and I decided against bidding on the item.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
You know, and I was like, because I don't want to go through the whole hassle to get another one. And yeah, that would be lovely.
Basically, that was,
But I think the LDON, one or two people being allowed to do an LDON is cool.
Yeah, like two people, like one or two people. That's it. They said one or two people. It, basically, you would have a separate guy. That would be, I don't know what they're going to call them, the solo adventurers. You know, basically, you can go there, which would be cool because, you know, then like me and Frawl can go in and just solo a Lost Dungeon and Riot.
And just beat away on a Lost Dungeon and Riot.
Yeah, but I'm saying you could do that for an hour. You know, and finish it.
Yeah, complete one adventure and be done.
Yeah, and go, log off. You know, you
right.
And you feel
get
like
your points, whatever your points
feel
are.
Feel like you accomplished something for that day.
Yeah, because a lot of times you log on
it's
and
it's really
like
odd. You think playing a game, you know, you're playing a game. But it's amazing how happy I am when the day's over on the game, and I go, you know, I raised my baking up 10 points, I killed Mechanical Behemoth, so I got another thing out of the way for the Elementals, I got 102 points in LDON, because I completed 2 LDONs. This was a good EverQuest day, you know?
This was a good 12 hours.
Yeah, two AAs, you know, two or three A's for the day, and you're going, wow, that was a good EverQuest day. Right. And then there's other days, you're right. You'd be on that game for 5-6 hours and be like, I didn't do anything.
Right.
Sorry,
those
Jen.
Are the boring.
I was in the middle when you started talking, and I just...
Did you step all over her?
Yes, I did.
Motherfucker!
Step all over who?
You!
I didn't say a word.
You started to speak as so, and at the same time I
didn't.
Yes, you did. We step on you so bad, you're not even realizing it anymore.
I've been reading the chat room.
Actually, you know what I would like to see if somebody's listening? A outdoors LDON.
Oh, that would be nice, because then I could harmony pull.
But then how would that be Lost Dungeon?
No.
Lost...
Not like a Lost Island.
Lost Islanded?
Well, that's what I thought when...
L-I-O-N?
When G-O-D came out, I thought, when you went to that boat, that there would be an L-D-O-N on the boat. That you actually take a boat to an island.
Right.
And you actually have like an hour and a half to complete
a
mission on
this.
The island.
Start the conversation again, Shizma, because he would like this.
Yeah.
Outdoor LDON.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
I, even though Snowdog did point out that how do you have an outdoor dungeon, but...
Lost Dungeons of Outside.
No, it would be an L-I-O-N, Lost Islands.
No, Lost Adventures or something like that.
Well, originally, the way they made God Sound was they were going to add new zones... That you would go to these islands.
It later.
Yeah.
Basically, it would be an outdoor zone. Have you guys been to the boat zone?
No.
Nobody goes to the boat. It's useless.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah.
Where it's a zone and basically has a boat in it. They could do the same thing and just have an outdoor place with an island on it. You're deposited on the island. There's...
It would be nice.
90th level sharks
so
swimming
it'd be
around.
So a survivor adventure?
Yeah, Survivor. Last week, yeah, it would be.
Well, it would be the only reason why I would like it is
like
because
the,
and everybody would
the
be emaciated by the time.
Like the Plane of Tranquility, it's an island, and you just can't get past the water.
Right.
I'd like it only because me, especially because a lot of my ranger spells.
Yeah. Right. It'd be
give me that whole
shaman
cannot be used. Cannot be
used like
indoors.
The club, the baby seal, adventure or something.
I could pull because I had harmony. I could pull again. It's very depressing when I can't pull. I mean, in LDON, I'm very useless other than DPS.
Actually, you know what else we should do? Because...
Crack Horse.
No. Resurrection is limited to paladins and clerics.
And necros.
Necros, yeah.
And necros. I think...
And if you get the
shaman
off
druid,
Lady Vox, it's shamans also.
No, not have a res, say, per se, like the cleric, like the standard cleric res. I mean, maybe give it
a... Well, a druid is a half ranger, half cleric, so...
Well, yeah. Well, actually, anyway.
It's not even close.
No, but...
Like, it'd be like, then you got to give the shaman a res. Shaman's heal.
Yeah, I think... a certain type of res.
Like
you know?
50% res.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody would use it. They'd be like, yo...
No, but
you had no other choice.
Trust me, you'd use it. Yeah, on raids and stuff like that, if he's the only person that lived, go right ahead, res me.
You'd be surprised how many people will hold off and wait.
Of course they will.
But
that's fine.
Wait,
but then maybe the druid... Well, you see what you need... See, this is why necros are so good. Because they have feigned death. So they feign death when the raid wipes. And the first thing they do...
Is res the cleric.
If as long as the cleric's got a clicky stick, he doesn't need mana, he can just run around and just res the rest of the raid. So it really,
I don't think this game needs an AOE res spell for 65th level cleric.
Now that would be interesting.
Yeah,
but that would be an AA.
That would be
you
cool.
Needed like 300.
I mean, it costs like your whole mana boat. You know.
No, basically, it would
but
be
that would be
major
cool.
Group
on
a
res.
On a real time 12-hour timer. Or even a 24-hour timer, because you'd have multiple clerics in a raid, so you could be
right.
And do an AOE res.
Yeah. We're about to wipe. AOE res. whole bunch of people that are about to die again because they're all going to stand up with 33% health. Plop, 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 plop.
You know what? You know how many clerics would be stupid enough to do that?
Wait, can you imagine the aggro and an AOE complete heal?
AOE complete heal.
Well,
I don't care what aggro spell you got. That cleric
well,
is dead.
Well, Paul does have the group complete heal spell.
Wait, no, but can you imagine that? Like, you get, like you're in a plane of fear.
Yeah, and he doesn't right? get aggro from it?
And,
well,
and,
use
and, you, and all of a sudden, you just get
aggro.
A shitload of scarelings, you know? And all of a sudden, it's like everyone's like down to like, you know, that...
Nothing.
Nothing. All of a sudden, you just see the cleric go, just res me after this. And you just see them... Motherfuck!
At that point, every mob in the zone should teleport to you.
Right. Kazik himself comes over and goes, yeah. and goes, "You dick!"
Kazik comes up to you, right?
Kazik and shits on you for like 10,000 hit points. Of
in time, is Kazik Thul the last guy you kill?
No.
And that's another thing they
Shouldn't
should add. They should add like a graphic, like when your body's like dead. You know, like, I mean, it should look like it's beaten up.
I like it.
EverQuest 2.
Don't you like
EverQuest
it?
EverQuest 2 is supposed to have damage. Like, when you hit something, it's supposed to show damage.
Yeah, you're supposed to have, like cuts and stuff. And
but that could be cool, too.
Have you ever seen it when someone dies and the game's kind of glitchy and the body moves once or twice?
Yeah.
No. Have you ever seen the walking corpse?
Yes.
Have you ever seen a walking corpse?
Yes. No.
After someone dies, they keep walking. They just stand there and they walk.
I only
see
that when they're linked dead.
No. They're dead, but it's the walking corpse. I've seen it twice.
I haven't.
Two
it's
monks.
But I like
the both times it was monks. They were walking corpses. We're like, check it out, a walking corpse. They wouldn't move. They just stand there in a walk mode. It looked like they'd be linked dead, but they wouldn't be. You're like, cool, a walking corpse.
Hmm.
Mason, you're getting very fat.
He's still thinner than
Puffs or Cuddles.
No, not Cuddles. Cuddles lost a ton of weight.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. We actually brought him to the vet. Hmm? He lost like 4 pounds. And for a cat, that's
a lot.
Well, he was 14 pounds. Now he's 10. It's like, what the hell happened to you?
Are we seeing the movie trailer?
We could watch it. No, I guess
not on the radio show because everybody who's listening to us is like da da.
No, they
da.
Can hear it though. They can hear. They can hear the voices. They can
we'll
hear
talk
the,
about it later.
They can hear the fine character acting.
No thrills. Okay, we'll talk about it later.
No, come on, let's see.
How
we
long
can
is
talk
it?
About that.
Go ahead.
It's total time. It's total time
of
A minute and 55 seconds.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about something that went like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Sony Online Entertainment presents
Sony Online
Presents. Millions have experienced the legend. Now the adventure can be yours.
An ancient prophecy has come to pass, dividing the land
better than
into
WoW
darkness
graphics.
And light.
Nice.
I don't think this is the real graphics.
From all corners of the world,
some of them are, but a lot of it's
those are nice
to
graphics.
Join a quest that will decide the fate of Morath. The time has come for each of us to choose a path.
Shit, you want to talk about being able to whack off at home
for
to the
even
computer?
Now, the armies of evil are massing, preparing to fight for a future in which chaos and destruction will reign.
This is also getting
the creators of the world's most successful online game invite you into a land where adventure comes alive!
I feel that's in there.
That's cool. You know what this reminds me of? Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Nice!
Cold, it sucks to be you.
You wish
it was.
This is cold. I wish I'd gotten into the beta.
Adventure comes alive.
Yeah. Okay, actually, that wasn't the one I thought of it, but they actually, most of that was CG rendered, except for this. That's an in-game screenshot.
That's nice.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
It'll be like 12 frames per second.
And this is
now they basically said
dying?
EverQuest 2
yeah.
cannot run on its, you know, not the highest setting. It can't run on its highest setting or the setting right below the highest setting with current technology.
You need the HAL 9000.
Do you see the small problem?
But you know what happens? By the time EverQuest 2 actually comes out, technology for computers advances so fast.
No, it's coming out in like 3 months.
The only people who can play EverQuest is Industrial Lights and Magic employees.
Yeah, but
employees.
Man, if you buy the top-of-the-line video card right now, in you 3 months from now, check. It's not top-of-the-line
no,
anymore.
No, 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 no. The next one that comes out, which is the, you know, the new generation, will still not be able to play it at, you know, full settings because it's just going to be too much going on screen.
So then why did they make this game?
Because they said it's going to look good in 2 years.
So then bring it out 2 years from now.
No, well, it, you know, 2 years it's going to look nice.
Well,
okay,
but aren't you
okay
that
good. And in 2 years, I'll buy it.
Aren't you getting that new video card that takes up two slots?
Yeah.
Good. Then the next time, then in 2 years when it's debugged and actually running on a normal computer,
well,
I'll
no,
buy it.
No, they've been making EverQuest 2. You've been talking about this for a year and a half, 2 years now.
Yeah. It's been, yeah. Now, yeah, now the graphics, that's been a big debate
you
on,
showed me
on
a
the
trailer a year
World
ago
of
Warcraft
EverQuest 2. Versus
EverQuest
2. EverQuest, right? Now, the way my analogy to this was, has everybody seen the Animatrix here?
What's Animatrix?
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, for people that seen the Animatrix, it's eight short stories, all animated by different people. The first one is The Last Flight of the Osiris, right? And it's all CG rendered. I mean, you can see the dimples on the girl's butt and, you know, like, you know, the hair flows. It basically looks like
whiskers on the guy.
Final Fantasy, the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
It's made the same way. Okay. Very, very ultra realistic. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's one style of animation. Okay. Then you have A Kid's Story. Remember that one? You know,
yeah.
Where the guy frees himself. That's all hand-drawn, and it's very artistic, but it's not very realistic.
Okay.
So that's the difference between, you know, you can say, you know, you can look at EverQuest graphics, and if you're into the ultra-realistic thing, those will definitely look better than WoW graphics. But if you look at WoW graphics, you know, WoW graphics has got a lot of, you know, lots of color, everything looks like it's hand-drawn, it's very, you know, very, you know,
so it's
detailed.
Like the Sunday Times compared to the weekday cartoon. Sunday's got the color, the weekday's black and white.
No, well, maybe.
Oh.
It's just two different style of animation. Basically, one's ultra realistic, one's more art. You know, it's more closer to art.
Yeah, one's yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh! And one's...
I wouldn't mind, though.
It's Hanna-Barbera.
Nothing for nothing. Those characters in EverQuest 2 and that thing you just showed us looked nice.
Well, yeah, but that was all CG. That was rendered. That's not what the game looks like.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of stupid.
Wait.
If I had a character that looked like that, yeah, I'd quit EverQuest
like,
to start
yeah,
that game.
When EverQuest came out on Sony PlayStation, you know,
it's
time to kill the dragon. And you see it. It's all, like I said, it's all CG. It's like
it's time to slay the dragon.
It's time to buy a sucky game.
Yeah, well, because, yeah, they showed the dragon and the people, and you're like, wow, that looks really good. And then you play it, it's like,
it's Pong! Fucking Mario Brothers!
Whenever Pong first came out, you guys showed it to me. I'm like, you couldn't tell the tree from the building. They were all, like, fuzzy.
Pixelated.
Pixels everywhere. And I was like, oh, that sucks. And then you guys told me
difference.
They upped it. They did the
that's
better the graphics. The graphics are better. It's more 3D now.
Wait,
then it was 2D.
Do you remember that video from a long time ago in the 80s? I want my MTV.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the difference between Dire Straits video. It would be like the world of EverQuest now compared to. Watching,
but now
you know,
we were
Shrek.
Talking about it,
right?
And we didn't mention. Oh, speaking of which, Harry Potter sucked.
I loved Harry Potter. So did Dee.
I thought it was cool.
Anyway, where was I? What happened with this big meeting they had about the fucking problems we have now? That you know, people getting stuck in walls, fucking mobs falling through walls.
We'll go back to that. They said they're going to. Relook at the way they QA and, you know, test it. They said the GM's things, they actually scored a screenshot, which was scary. It was 3:00 in the afternoon, and they showed a screen, and the guy took a picture of their petition queue thing. And on the petition queue, it shows the server population numbers. And there wasn't one server, basically, that showed more than 1,200 people on it.
I need to cut that down some.
Okay.
No, so no, that's empty. A 1,200 people on one server is empty.
That's empty.
That's very empty.
But no, but I'm asking about, you know, what about the GMs? The lack of GMs, the lack of all of this shit that's been going
support.
On
support.
Well, didn't they show that?
Wasn't
also?
Any of that brought up during this
no,
summit?
It was.
I mean, for crying out loud, I just
and he wrote nothing. He wrote what he wrote what they talked about, but nothing about all of that.
Yeah, right.
I changed my surname from Darkreaver to Lickbush, and nobody's freaking stopped me yet.
Lickbush?
Yeah.
What's your?
It passed.
What's your name?
The whole thing is
Shizma Lickbush.
There's
well, because that's your last name?
Yes. I did it for the absurdity that I know that the server would reject it, and I'm like, I got it.
It went through.
I went through, and I'm like, in the middle of a raid, I'm like, guys, take a look at my name.
Really? Like, I tried to make Chelsea Square square again.
Well, actually,
Square was rejected. Telling me I cannot name my character Chelsea Square.
Maybe already.
Somebody else has it, and when somebody else has it, you have to get a GM to make it.
Now, I still can't fucking believe it.
I mean, Tasso's called Tasso.
My salad.
Plays WoW now.
Plays WoW now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Did you guys sign up for the EverQuest 2 beta?
Yes.
No.
I did, but it kept telling me I had to sign up. I had to use the computer I was going to play it on to sign
right.
up with.
Correct.
But you I was it. On the computer I was going to play it on.
Oh.
And it never let me get past that.
No, it your computers didn't meet the specs.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it means your computer sucks. Sucks.
It's still three times better than yours, though.
Probably.
Absolutely.
I have no doubt. Yeah,
Robert will not be following us at EverQuest 2.
You
no.
Of the
I won't either, I guess.
Well.
I just upgraded it.
Let me put it this way. With everything they're talking about, you know, and if they're saying, you know, I'd have to run it on the lowest setting, and then it would be choppy. And
$3,000
you just got it
to play a $26 game.
No, yeah, barely. You know,
regular
because ever since DX9, I was doing great until DX9 came out, and then everything went to hell in a handbasket.
No, with regular EverQuest?
And the EverQuest.
I go into the
devil.
Bazaar with everything turned on, full graphics.
Well, no,
on,
now you can turn
everything.
Yeah, so can I because I can turn off all the models in the bazaar.
Yeah, you can actually turn off.
No, I'm saying I have all that on and everything else.
I don't know how to do that yet, but
it's
whatever.
It's somewhere in the bazaar screen, they say, but I can't find the switch.
I am the EverQuest devil. Feel the lag. Get
feel
stuck
the lag.
Into walls. The bazaar is a slideshow. Yes, we will make you pay
this
for expansions.
This is the one I was talking about, the actual in-game.
Tech support that is never there.
Oh, here we go.
This is actual in-game.
Okay, this one's in-game.
This is in-game.
Okay.
Another, we have another movie trailer that's
this is
in-game.
How it'll look, too. No, okay, no.
Millions have experienced the legend.
Yeah.
Now behold the future of online gaming.
Turn the volume up, man. I can't hear
it. It's not going to... You know what? It's downloading slower than it's playing.
No game too big. No fee too big.
So you should wait until it's completely downloaded before you show it to us.
Yeah, I should. Hey, won't pause. No. Didn't they beta test
have experienced the... Yeah, didn't they beta test their
no,
trailer?
You on dial-up, you don't have cable.
Oh,
yeah,
baby,
right.
You.
Yeah.
That's how it's downloading like.
Their website is damn slow.
You know what might
well, everything on that, everything on Sony is slow.
Oh, well.
Especially their brain... Mass.
The brain mass.
You will not get into an
bad
LV
brain.
Lag.
Bad brain.
Single, since that
unless
last
you are
patch,
63rd
I have
level.
Not lagged or zoned in puck or anything. No getting caught in walls. No freezing up in the zone.
Well, admittedly, they did
all that
fix.
Stuff.
They did
fix a lot.
Fixed a lot of it. Which you
but
know,
you
nothing,
only had
but
to go through 2 months.
Nothing.
Of it.
Yeah, but yeah, for
see,
2 months
annoying.
We fought like hell, and then they said, "Okay, look, we're going to fix it." And 3 days later, it was fixed. What the fuck? What are they waiting for?
Well, remember the time that it was their problem with Optimum Online? And they were like, no, it's Optimum Online. All of a sudden, it was fixed.
Right.
Yeah, because anybody who had a
and
router...
And they said, no, there's no problem. Meanwhile, everybody's like, ah, can't connect, can't patch. It was like, you know,
right.
You can patch for what, 2 weeks?
Routed.
I had to
yeah.
send you the patches.
Yeah, had to send me all the patches all over again.
But
yeah.
that was if you had a router and you had cable, it worked, right? Because I never experienced that. Van was like, oh, it's your router.
Sony has a giant computer just like freaking Logan's Run, and there's like a guy going in there. There are no GMs.
There are no petitions.
petitions.
No, has anybody
the lag,
gone
the
into
lag.
The new chat the new chat rooms where you go to chat and bitch at a GM? There's no GMs in there.
Yeah.
I have been disbanded.
Big
found one.
What?
A GM in one of them.
For real?
Well, they
in the new one or the old ones?
No, in one of the new ones.
Put the theme music on for Moses.
Yeah. Big found one, and then he proceeded to get kicked out of the chat room.
That's you the way to do
well,
it.
No, that's what happened. What happened was, one of the things that happens when they did an LDO, no, they did an LDON raid.
Why don't you cancel the search? It may speed up the...
I did.
Anyway, they did an LDON raid.
Right.
Okay. Upon zoning, the raid wiped. Into the LDON.
Oh.
And there is a death limit.
Right. Well, it doesn't even matter because the raid just got crushed as they zoned in. Some people managed to turn around and zone right the hell back out, but most died right there.
That's
okay, fine.
Hi, welcome to hard.
Hi, welcome to death.
And you were bitching about being two levels too low for that, Tom? You glad you didn't get in?
So anyway.
I would have died with my brethren.
Yeah, but wait, it gets
and
better.
And sat there for hours to get you by.
Right, it gets better. If anyone goes LinkedIn or camps...
Oh, no.
...while they're still in the raid...
It stays open for three
the
hours.
The raid stays open for the full time, or an LDON also, stays open for the entire time...
3 hours.
...and then a half an hour afterwards for the corpses to pop.
Right. No reses.
Right, so an LDON is... a raid is 3 hours long. So, considering they died upon, like, 30 seconds of the start, they had to wait 3.5 hours because somebody logged, who actually lived, went out and logged. Said, well, okay, this isn't going to work.
He didn't leave the raid.
Didn't leave the raid and just logged off.
Dick.
Well, no one even knows who it was, really, because quite a few people, you know. So, no one could enter back into the zone because you died.
Well, first of all, that's the mistake. Sony fucked up by making them all.
So, Steve contacted, Steve did a petition. The guide said, wait for the corpses to pop out.
We wait for the corpses to log out.
Well, by then you lose your res timer,
No, you gotta log out.
Then you lose your res timer. Right, you'd have to log out. You know, so Big was like, well, can't you help us out? Can't you do something? He's like, well, worst comes to worst, in 7 days it will pop in the... That was the answer he got from the guide.
I'd have been kicked off the game because I'd have told the guy to go fuck
right.
himself.
So needless to say, that didn't work. So Steve went into one of these new chat rooms, found a GM. GM said, talk to the guide in game. The GM, Big went, I tried that.
He won't help me.
He can't help me. Oh, well, there's nothing I can do. So
he didn't say petition. You said they tell you petition.
So Big continued to be annoying on the chat room until this guy would give him some sort of response, and
it just got worse and worse
until finally he was kicked out of the chat room.
Did he bother? I would have called Sony up on the phone by then and been bitching at the customer service.
Well, needless to say, nothing happened. Most of the people, they did just that. They logged and came back in a couple hours, and like the next day, people was, has anyone left that still needs a res from that LDON raid?
I'd have been like, look, Sony owes me 3 hours worth of cash. I'd have called them up on the phone and been like, look, I want a credit to my fucking...
But the worst part about it is,
the worst part about it is that you can't go and play an alt.
Nope.
During that time.
The rest
that counts towards your res timer.
I thought when you logged on an alt, it still stopped the timer for
pain and suffering. Sony brings this to you.
Yeah, so... No, if you go to an alt, even if you just leave it on the screen where the guy sits and spins,
yeah,
that I know.
Tom's
that counts.
Uh-huh.
From that point on, it counts to the res timer on all characters.
That's when you call Sony. Know what I think we should do for all these little problems? Even though I don't plan on quitting Sony, a class action suit to get compensation. They should, for all the shit they do, like the phone company, your phone goes out for more than 6 hours, they got to give you a credit to your account.
Read the end user license agreement. They are not responsible, and nor do they guarantee uninterrupted game time.
Yeah, but purposely fucking up a zone so that when I step in, I'm in a death loop, and then telling me I have to wait 4 hours to get my body back.
Wait, that's more than just uninterrupted game time.
Yeah, they expected when they logged
game
in that there would be four or five mobs right on login.
Let me put it on.
There was like 22.
Wait, let me put on the order
that they got as soon as they logged in. They don't know what the hell happened. They don't know who screwed it up or if someone took a few steps forward or no one knows what. But, you know, that when you first log in, because it did, and they did Everforce. Everforce is the easiest of the five LDONs, and they got just
really? I thought Butcher Block was.
Is this your ass?
Here is your ass.
Sorry. Okay. But no, wait, I'm sorry. Let me put on the automated response to that.
It sucks to be you. Sony does not
Ben
give a shit.
Ben wants to watch his trailer.
Okay, now we can watch.
Okay, Bob, you ready?
Game footage.
Millions have experienced.
Yeah, we said.
Now no. Behold the future of online gaming.
Behold
EverQuest 2.
You will never
okay,
see the
spanning across
again.
Trees, castle, trees,
light.
Sunlight. Lake.
Deer.
Look at the deer.
Oh, journey across majestic landscapes.
Children.
Children playing handball. Oh, a woman bowing. Explore bustling cities.
Bustling.
Brave. Ancient dungeons. Ooh.
That's nice.
Knolls. Enter the uncharted realms of adventure. Ooh.
That's how it'll look.
A shiny fairy. Oh, hello.
But they give you something to whack off.
There's an elf druid. You won't believe your eyes.
I didn't believe my eyes either. I just didn't see. I just saw everything. My eyes hurt.
Where adventure comes alive.
Burning in my head. Burning.
Just to let you know, they had a druid girl in there that just had a couple leaves protecting all her important parts.
Yeah, that's armor.
You can, yeah.
that was pretty cool looking.
That's epic armor, actually.
Don't you understand? I figured it out. Why women... Like, a man can wear full gothic plate armor, and yet a woman can wear a chainmail string bikini and still have the same armor class.
I think in EverQuest,
the metal
they need to
is made out of magnets, so that your weapon will automatically go to the armor.
No, it's just because the mobs that are hitting
have a
her
boner.
Have a boner, and they're not swinging as well, the damage is equal.
They're swinging toward the straps that are holding it on.
Right,
don't
yeah.
you
right.
think some of the druids and ranger males should be in G-strings? Or loincloths? Don't you think? Because they have the females
nothing,
in less than
I've
that.
But I've never actually considered EverQuest something that I jerk off to. Or no, even care if the characters look really good or not.
They have the Babes of Noriah calendar.
Do they?
Hold on.
Oh, God, help me.
You gotta be joking.
No, hold on.
I mean, I joke about whacking off EverQuest, but even though, you know, there are some people in this
hold
world
on.
That do.
Let me go to the store. They sell it. It's not like somebody else is selling it. They're selling it. Hold on.
Did they show you the 12 months?
I don't know. Hold on. The digital download, blah, 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 blah. Lords of EverQuest, where the hell is it? Oh, don't tell me they got rid of it.
I know, because there's some idiot out there who's boffing to it now.
Boffing. Okay, horrific.
Lord have mercy upon my soul!
Well, no, it's just like Bob Brooks brought me over his computer to work on. On his internet, you think he could have removed his 50 links and all of his porn off of it?
Why?
I'm like, where's the apt online
Bob
link?
Bob has porn?
Oh, my God. It must be 50 to 100 links in the bookmark.
Oh, that's scary.
And Bob's like, yeah, you know it's porn. I'm like, oh, man.
And then you proceeded to look at every one of them.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, stop.
You'd be scared.
Yeah, especially Bob Brooks. What does Bob Brooks look for porn?
I know. It probably jumps off the screen when it looks bad. Ooh.
Hello.
And another one?
Yeah, and second one.
Ah,
I
Kinos,
want you to see the dragon.
A city that stands as a shining beacon in this ever-darkening world.
Same title, subtitles.
Beer again. Same beer.
Butt-crack. They did, didn't they?
Yeah, they should actually
have the butt-crack. You're looking to become a fighter now.
That was cool.
Yeah, they all caught.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm vengeance incarnate.
Shizra. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the dragon.
Wrong one.
No, I don't know where the dragon one is.
Oh, well,
well,
okay.
Wait, it's not over yet.
We didn't know. They had some just snake-looking things talking at you with snake voice.
Well, yeah, it's this
anyway, thing. What were you saying, Bob?
I don't remember.
We were no, you were looking for the calendar.
Oh, no, those are the new creatures.
Yeah.
You were looking for the Babes of Narayath.
Yeah, I can't find them.
Who cares?
Babes of Narayath.
Yeah, some calendar they have with, you know, the hot babes.
Oh, you mean like WTF's calendar?
I spell Narayath.
N-O-R-R-A-T-H.
Oh, so we say it wrong. It's Norath.
I could truly care less.
Buy EverQuest Babes Online. I'm looking for this. Hold on. Wednesday, Babes of Narayath 204. That's actually, I got to find it. I have to find it. Here, hold on. Here it is. Yes, Babes of Narayath.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wallpaper?
If you can't wait. Yeah. A sneak peek at the calendar. Hold on.
Oh.
Oh my God, is that a druid plant? Oh, I thought she had her hand in her
throat.
I got that already. I got that as a screensaver.
Oh, Jesus.
You're a sad, sad man,
Tom.
She
just got a little tiny thing over her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they have, you know.
Pornographic EverQuest.
Well, not quite porn.
No, that's not bad. That's like nice. That's tasteful.
That's
No, it's tasteful. It really is.
That other one? She just had a little.
This one, on the other hand, I don't think this is very tasteful.
This is a bondage fetish.
Oh, is it ever? Girl in elf. Plate. Elf in plate mail.
Plate mail? That's bra and underwear. That's
right. Bra and underwear plate mail.
No, that's not plate.
Leather.
Stuck in
a spider web. With her legs spread apart and her arms.
Yeah, spread out.
Spread eagle.
Babes of Narayath.
And you tell me nobody whacks off to EverQuest.
But they don't look like that in the game, so it doesn't matter.
No, but they're at home boffing to the calendar.
Actually, no, you can't because you know what?
What?
That beautiful little dark elf in front of you might
be an 84-year-old trucker.
Yeah, my name is Alora.
A Mazikeen?
Yeah, Mazikeen, bad girl, yeah.
No, he came on the show and came out of the closet. Remember that one?
You got to watch out what you say about out of the closet and when he's in the military.
Ooh,
we didn't say his
real
name.
We've talked about this already, you know?
Yeah.
We wouldn't be talking about it if he didn't actually call us up and tell us.
World of Warcraft.
Yes.
Okay.
33rd level.
Congratulations.
Woo. I have 6 levels to go before the level cap. And the new push...
The level cap in game is only 46?
39.
Really?
Well right beta. Now... It's beta. They're going to raise it to 45... Monday or Tuesday, so I don't think I'm going to hit the cap before they raise the level cap.
I mean, they don't even have all the
I'm trying.
It's just like EverQuest. You never actually completed one.
Well, wait a minute. Van can't play this endless like he did EverQuest. He's sharing it. He actually has to, after a certain amount of hours, don't you have to turn the account over? Nobody knows who's what. What are they going to do, get rid of everybody to figure out who you are?
Yeah, exactly.
But no, they... In EverQuest, you know, considering we started the game late.
I actually get my own key.
You know, we started playing the game, I guess it had been out for, what, 2 years?
Well,
year and a half?
They already had Ruins of Kunark and Scars of Velius came out.
Yeah,
right,
those,
came out.
Right,
Velius
when we started
been out
joining,
when I started.
Right, those had already, right, those
Van did
expansions
it with
exist.
You came out in the heyday.
That was like when it was the best.
When you had to run everywhere.
No, sure.
Right,
no.
But anyway, what I'm saying is that. But because we've always been slightly behind the eight ball with that, because we didn't start the game off right
at
in the beginning, it's like every time we don't quite finish an expansion by the time the next one's there.
Right.
You know, like LDON came out. You know, well, we were still working on doing Velius content. You know, the Planes of Power came out. You know, we were just
the other way around.
Right, I know,
Planes
but I'm just
Power
saying. But right, Planes of Power came out, but we were still working in Velius. Right, we'd just gotten done with Kunark, and would now
no,
just...
Lucklin, sorry. We were doing Velius.
Right.
Lucklin came out. We started doing Lucklin, not finished with Velius yet, and Pop came out.
Right.
We finished Velius up, working on Lucklin.
Lucklin.
And doing some Pop, and then
LDON
came out.
Came out, which just...
dissipated.
Really, right,
no,
dissipated
Loy came
raid.
Out before LDON.
Right, well, Loy, but, but Loy was never...
Not an expansion. We could finish that expansion in a day.
Right, it was
Loy?
Never...
Low level. That was a low level expansion.
It was a low level expansion. Other than an innies, the only thing that's worth a damn over there to go kill. Well, it's a couple things. But anyway. Yeah, and so we're always just, you know, we're like one or maybe three quarters of an expansion behind. You know, we just can't
like
ever
three
catch
expansions
up.
Behind.
Like, we'll finish Pop just as the next expansion after Omens of War.
Which has to say.
Right, just after Omens of War comes out.
Because it used to come out with an expansion every year.
And
now,
then they moved it to 6 months.
Now it's 6 months. It's like, we'll never catch up.
Right. You can't.
But you know, the sad part is that there's people who keep up with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those are but those are the people that have farmed the shit out of time. And then, you know,
They've maxed their AAs out. And
you
these
haven't
are the people,
been
and those
a rich
are the
motherfucker
that,
or a handicap. How do you just sit on the computer?
Because, but now, but these are the ones that have EverQuest also is trying to cater to by coming out with
computer chair sores.
With
computer chair sores.
Gee, big time.
Holes in their asses just from sitting on the chair.
But they're trying to come out with these expansions quicker because they don't want to lose
the Uber players.
The Uber hardcore players. Because they and then with games like WoW coming out now, which.
Has
see, EverQuest never really
content.
Had the competition. Now EverQuest seems to, anyway, will start having competition when WoW comes out.
You know what I was thinking? That may not be a bad thing. Because if we lose a third of our players to WoW, makes it easier for us to do shit in the game. We no longer have to worry about stuff being camped so much.
Yes and no.
Yeah, it'd be like, hey, Crimson Steel, Vindy's up.
Dee deep, dee deep.
Beep, beep.
Cricket.
Steel?
Yeah,
cricket,
when shit
cricket,
stays up for
cricket,
days.
Cricket.
Yeah,
cricket,
now.
Cricket.
Yeah.
Well, what'll happen is if
Vindy's sitting in the
if they do lose that many players, though, you'll start getting server condensation.
Yeah, welcome to the Zebrek Tonus by Kazakh Thule server.
Right.
As long as they don't charge me for it.
No, that would be.
No, they won't charge you, but they'll just turn around and say, look, everyone that's on this server is now going to be. You know, and they won't split a server. They won't turn.
But that's why I said only
like, God,
a third.
Hope I don't. They don't turn around and say, okay, look, we need to get rid of the Zebrek server. So
we're
going to
move
randomly, a third of you is to this server, a third of you is to that server, a third of you is to that server.
No,
and then
they
all
can't
of a sudden
do that.
They're
breaking up guilds.
Yeah.
That would be
That
cruel.
Would cause me to quit my account. Be like, look, my credit card don't exist anymore.
Yeah, I know. You just sent me somewhere where I got no friends anymore.
Right.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. That they won't do.
And when you're allowed to be like, welcome to the fucking dick server.
Yeah, I know. But that they won't do.
Everybody's a penis but you.
I have to at least assume that they won't do.
No, I don't think so.
But sooner or later, when you start seeing the condensation of servers is when you know...
Death knell.
Right, the death knell. It's
but
beginning.
I think that's 3 years away.
Yeah, it should be.
Because by that time, EverQuest 2 will have all the bugs worked out of it, and computers will be able to run it, and it'll be, you know, standard
right.
computers will be able to run
you
it.
You know, and WoW will, if there's any bugs or whatever, WoW will be, and Final Fantasy 14 by then will be out.
I found some doozies, like really cool reproducible bugs, like crash bugs.
Good, that's what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. But I think outside of the box. It's like, you know, like I was taking a Griffin ride somewhere. And I decided to hit auto run. And it says, you're moving. And to cancel. Well, how can I trick it? Basically, I wanted to trick it.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran up against a wall, meaning that I'm stationary, but still running animation. Blow up. I was like, cool.
I found something to go bad.
Have you tried to test it to see if you could cheat on it yet?
That's what it's supposed to be doing.
It's very, very hard.
Yeah, that's what they said when they were thought about EverQuest.
No,
but you
no,
know
what?
EverQuest
is
just
than EverQuest because everything.
You still can't really cheat on EverQuest.
Everything is server side. You know how when you set up your buttons
mm-hmm.
on their bottom, your hotkeys and everything?
Right.
If I go to work and turn on my computer there and log in, all my hotkeys are there.
So, in other words, it's not stored. Like, if we
that's
wipe our
scary
computer.
Scary because. Yeah, it's good if our computer crashes.
All of our
it's
stuff is
scary there. if the server has a problem.
Well, the servers have backups though. I mean, that's the whole thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, that's the you know, in a game like that. I mean, even like EverQuest has had that one server was down for like 24 hours and people had to go back like a week.
Ooh.
Oh. I guess it would be kind of good if you bought something and like, "Fuck, I really didn't want this." Or you spent your rate point. Oh, can you imagine? Raid points. You'd have to wipe all the raid points for a week. Avengers Zeb went down, and then a week later came back up, but you'd lost a week from before. So basically, mm-hmm. you'd have to go through DKP and wipe out all the raids.
Why? People are still there.
You would lose
they
your
wouldn't
items.
Have the stuff. They spent all their points on stuff
oh,
they don't
the
have
the points
anymore.
You give them back, yeah, yeah. But you leave them with the points of doing the raid.
Right, right. But, yeah, you'd have to go back through and right. adjust See, who, everybody. Right. Oh, that would be a pain in the ass.
Well, just think, yeah, but think about it. You know, like for me.
Yeah.
Finally killed Mechanical Behemoth. Oh, no, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That would be a good radio show, though. All of us here.
Oh, boy. That would be,
hell.
That would be 2 hours. Of, well,
two yeah. hours
no, that would be, so that'd be an hour and a half of me, you, and Chisma screaming.
And
Van going, ha ha, you dicks, I'm unwell. Ha ha, you dicks, I'm unwell. It sucks to be you.
I would be able to feel for you.
I realized something. I had something on him. I was playing. I was flagged for tactics before him.
Before who, him?
No, I was flagged for tactics a long time.
Isn't Zanamek and...
Mechanical Behemoth flags you, but there's also the backup.
Oh, you did the backup one?
I did the backup one.
Oh, back when I did.
Zanamek is the one that gives you the key to get into the...
Into the factory.
Right, that's the one
I
got.
No. There's a backup in POS.
Shisharik, what
you
what show are you listening
Daku
to?
You kill the Daku Raiders.
Right.
He's talking
and
about
they give you
Fantasy.
Pieces, and they give you pieces of
it's a hell of a delay.
An emblem.
Yeah.
If you get all four pieces,
yeah, I've got part of that.
Your group could then go as a group. You hand in the four pieces to this
and
NPC,
gets flagged.
And everyone gets flagged to go into tactics.
I didn't
it doesn't her. Count towards your times.
You don't get the free AA.
No, you do get the
well,
AA.
Yeah, you do get the AA, but you don't get the progression.
It right, it doesn't count towards your progression. But you do at least get access into tactics, and you get your AA. Because I couldn't remember. It had been so long since I did that. I couldn't even remember if I'd gotten the AA or not.
Mm-hmm.
So right away, I ran down to...
What's his name, yeah.
Yeah, what's his name? To hail him, you know, and I will tell
I've
you
heard
stories.
That story before.
Yeah, I've heard you. I've heard all these stories, Ray. Yeah, go
get
away.
The fuck
They're
out
nice,
here.
But I've heard them already. I'm like, okay. But there is a way to go. There is a way to get into tactics besides that. So, but I did that. Because actually, and it was weird, because someone came over the guild chat and said... Guys, there's five of us here. We have all four emblems. We need a sixth. Whoever gets here first. Ranger So Speed. Yeah.
Actually, I figured out something.
That's where player versus player comes in.
Snare, kill, arrows. He's in front of me. As he runs, I'll just keep shooting with arrows. Hopefully he'll die.
Robin, you're gonna drag me into like Legion LDONs, man. Because the experience points flies.
Yeah. Oh, and what if we're all 65th?
Yeah, when I'm hitting shit that's yellow in there, and that's the trash mob.
Well, actually, I get a little worried because when I go in, like someone invited me into an LDOA, and I get there, I'm like, okay, great, yeah. You know, it's a 61st level tank. There's a 63rd level, you know, and I'm going, am I even gonna get?
I mean, I get mad.
I got invited into one, and I guess it goes by average, and we win, you know, and all of a sudden you have gotten 34. And I'm like, oh, man, because 51 is the max, you know, you get when you're, you know, when the average is high enough.
Now,
and I'm like,
do you
34.
Do easy ones? To me, when someone invites me in and we got a good group and they're like, let's do an easy collect, I'm like, this is a waste of my energy. I want out.
No, because, be honest with you, if you get a group that's good enough and that they want to play for a while, okay, it takes just about twice as long to finish a hard as it does a normal.
Right, but your EP is like 10 times more and you're... and your you experience, your LDO win points are more.
That one we finished in an hour. Remember the one we kept wiping on? And then we had like 30 minutes left, but and we basically finished it in 34 minutes.
Yeah.
You were on that one. We for like an hour, we just died because we couldn't pull, remember?
Right.
And then we had the guy zone to pull.
Mm-hmm.
You were there for that one.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, and then basically we sat there and went, we could have been done with this in 30 minutes. let's do it again.
No. But all the hards I've done take at least or real close to an hour.
Well, if you do a hard
collect.
If
not a little bit more.
Hard
usually a lot,
go
a
pretty
lot of,
good.
Yeah, but a lot of the hards that I've done, usually by the time, you know, you're looking at, okay, we have four more left to collect and we have 18 more minutes.
No, Tom just made the comment.
You know what I mean? So you're like... You're like, oh, will we make? So you're spending an hour and 15
minutes.
But those
were fun, though. I mean, when
oh, no, I enjoy them, and the loot's better if you can get to a name.
Better experiences. Yeah. You're getting twice as much experience, twice
but
as many
what
points.
I'm saying is you can crank out two normals in the same time you do one hard.
Correct.
The points are the same.
With
the
right
experience
point.
Would be the same
but then
if you have the right group.
Right, but if you don't have the right group, you just
But the thing is, but if you join a group and you don't know all these players from Adam, you know, and they go, oh, let's do a hard. You know, and you go in and you start this hard, and you know people are just dying everywhere.
So you
and
know
like,
the people that are in it.
Oh yeah, I've grouped with like eBay characters.
No, but I'm saying you know the people in it. You know they can handle it. You're like, okay, let's do a hard, and they're like, no. To me, if I know
well, no.
a group can
okay.
do a hard and get through it, really.
I got into a guild group and we said, hey, let's do a hard. We had a Shadow Knight main tank. I said, dude, have you ever done a hard as a main tank? No, but I just got some new AAs. I did this and this and that. I think I can do it. Okay, fine. Let's do it. Well, we won.
Survey.
No, we won, but he died four times. But we still won.
Yes.
You know, but, and that's fine because I knew the players. I knew that they could handle, you know,
right,
that.
I hate when you know it and they're like, no.
You know what?
But if you know they can handle it, if everyone in the group knows they can handle it,
right.
then you should be in there.
Shasharik says EQ needs more low-end content, seriously.
Has a lot of low-end content.
No, actually, it doesn't.
What are you considering low-end?
Meaning you don't know what you're doing. And the one thing that I still love about World of Warcraft is the fact that it outquests EverQuest. You always have something to do and a reason to do it. In EverQuest, you start and you're basically clueless.
You're clueless. You'll just wander around the city hailing everybody.
Yeah, and basically you'll get quests. You'll hail these people, and a lot of times you'll get quests that you can't finish for like 10 levels, 20 levels. You know, just...
Oh, you'll get the ridiculously easy one. Like, oh, here, take this paper to so-and-so and then next zone over.
Yeah.
And you get like...
They're supposed to be changing
no
with
experience.
The new
no, yeah, what they're going to do is add... Oh, this is what I was bringing up. What they're adding taskmasters, basically.
Okay.
They'll be starting low-level zones will have these people that you walk up to and say, you know, the orc infestation is getting insane. We need to kill, 12 orcs and come back to me.
And bring their ears to me,
or just
whatever.
Kill. Yeah, it's, basically they're going to try to copy.
Well,
what
wow.
WoW did? Well, okay. Actually, WoW
again,
copied
again,
from
as odd as it sounds.
Yes,
as odd as it sounds, because we started this game later.
Mm-hmm.
The one advantage to it is all these websites and everything else
right. have been up already,
where people have put down how to do all these
right.
quests.
Well, basically,
so when you join, like.
Yeah,
if,
but for the first 6 months, we didn't know about these.
We didn't know about the websites,
clueless.
Right? Because right, we didn't know that you could collect orc belts and hand them into the Paladin.
How many did
we
sell?
How
many did we
sell?
Tom and Van had been playing this game for a year before me. So whenever I had this problem, like when I was like, Tom, I want to get out of Quainos, I'd call him up. How do I get out of Quainos? Run right. to this zone, this zone, this zone.
But what I'm saying is that we have that we have the ability where WoW right now is saying, okay, yeah, the people in WoW they go. You know, to a guy, and the guy explains the quest to him. For us, EverQuest, there isn't. But somebody had to do it first.
Right.
Somebody did those quests first.
Yeah.
Someone walked up and just.
Well, they went to a website.
No, but if there was no website,
that's the point.
There
was no website. Yeah. Someone did it
first.
Someone did it first.
Right.
So, you know, the first people that fought in time, the first people that killed this, the first people that did that. And who wrote all these strategies up and everything else?
Never be those first,
right? How did people know that if you sit there and just kill the spiders, they'll find a mechanical behemoth that becomes targetable? How would you know that?
Because nothing tells you to do that. Right.
Nothing tells you to do that. You know, you talk to a little gnome in the front.
Some asshole camped them just because it was easy.
I will test them.
Then all of a sudden, this big thing probably popped. And
yeah, who knows? Might have been four. You're right. Might have been four groups killing spiders, saying, "Oh, this is great EP."
What the fuck?
Hey,
what's that? What's that
thing coming at us?
Yeah, oh my god,
he's targetable. Run,
run! Oh my god, he was just standing there. I thought he was just part of like the background. Holy shit!
Yeah,
but you want this is what I'm saying. So we had that advantage. Now, what Van is saying with WoW is what it seems like is that they've taken that dilemma out of it. You just walk up, hail somebody, and because even now, when you do a quest, let's say like the Cold End Shoal quest, you go up and hail these guys,
and they don't say much.
They don't say. You know, but they'll talk in like some cryptic fucked up thing,
and they don't tell you you need your alchemy or whatever at 250.
Right, they won't tell you. Right, they don't tell you need to have your tailoring, the skill. they don't tell. They just give you like this basic, you know,
right?
You know, thing, and really, you'd have to be, you know, like it's a hieroglyphic reading to understand what the fuck they actually want you to do.
You're sitting there doing.
What I'm saying is, there were people who sat there and figured this out.
Well, Epic Quest, they were sitting there. They got the scale and would. Literally, a lot of people would do a lot. You know, this was back before the NPCs would give shit back to you.
Oh yeah,
and they were like, "Okay, it's got to be one of these four mobs."
Right.
Hand it in. Thank you. Fuck.
Fuck. I didn't get anything. But that's what I'm saying. Somebody went through all this hassle to invent. So we have the advantage of having that.
What? Right. What the hell was that?
I don't know. Kids outside screaming. But also with World of Warcraft, one thing like Big and Ugly said was like, oh, it's like it's dumbed down. Well, remember, I'm just reaching the halfway mark as far as the leveling. And as I get to these halfway marks, a lot of these quests that they're giving you
are
less descriptive, you know, as far as where to find this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, oh, is it over? Fuck. Okay, it's not there.
but you know what? It was the same way.
You go to a farm. It doesn't tell you where the fuck it is.
Do you remember
Zelda?
Yeah,
and you got to go find it. I mean, that's the whole thing. So
when
it is.
Zelda first came out, Tom, and we were trying to complete the game, and Tom was like, I gotta wait till the next magazine comes out. So Brian can tell me how to complete the game.
Oh,
We could not figure the shit out, so we got the cheat on it.
Nintendo, Sony, they always have that little thing. You buy this stupid game that you fall in love with, and then like maybe near like the last eight segments of the game,
you have to kill a chicken three times.
No. You got to buy the $25 Bible
to explain to you how to. Oh, how much of a mistake was the EverQuest book that we bought?
Which one? Ruins of Canark. I like.
The book.
The big
Planes of Power book or whatever.
I didn't buy the Planes of Power book.
Oh, I did.
The Canark one I bought.
I bought the Canark one when I first bought Dreadlands.
And I thought that was quite helpful.
10th, right?
20th.
No, 10th. I still have the book. I can look it up. Dreadlands, recommended level, 10th.
10th?
Who the fuck goes into the Dreadlands and goes, 10th level warrior, looking for group?
I was new when I was 20th level going, I'm dead. I'm so fucking dead.
I got to run through the Dreadlands to get to you? Better not fail.
I still remember the first time I had to cross the Dreadlands because I had to get to Verona Vi, and a druid actually helped me because I died halfway across.
Ooh.
So,
poor little lizard.
This druid actually helped me cross. You know, he sewed me.
Levved. Invised.
Invised. And I was running, like, you know, 1,000 feet above all the mobs, you know?
Had no maps.
And there was no maps. No. And I was like, oh my God!
The best part is when you died in the Dreadlands.
And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm gonna die.
Did you ever die in the Dreadlands and try to find your corpse?
There's one thing though that worries me about World of Warcraft is the community. You can tell an EverQuest player, like a seasoned EverQuest player, because they'll help people. I help people all the time. You know, I'm going down the street and I see a guy, you know, running, you know, one way, and I see somebody yell, you know, where is this place, you know. And nobody answers them. And I see them on the road. I stop. I say, follow me. And I turn around and go back and show them where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I'm noticing is there's people that are BattleNet kiddies. Okay. These are the people that play Warcraft 3, Diablo, those kind of games.
Mm-hmm.
Not very group. They're not, you know, they're basically kill other people games. Okay. So they're not very helpful. Okay. And a lot of times, you know, I'll find myself, you know, people go, you know, where's this, you know, where do I find the tailoring trainer in Stormwind? And people go, oh, use the guards. You know, the guys will go, how do I use the guards? Because they're new, you know, they're, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I'll send Mattel, you know, find a guard that has a little, you know, talking icon next to him, right click on him and just, you know, say, I want directions. You know, and you know they're adding a lot of cool stuff like that to the game. Basically, all the guards will give you directions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you know, why wouldn't the guards know where the hell the alchemy trainer is?
But you're always gonna have assholes.
Yeah, but it seems to be.
I was in the bazaar.
To me, it's about a 50% ratio.
I was in the
right
bazaar. I finished off an LDON.
Right.
And as we were leaving, I said, you know, I never went around that corner into that room. And I think in that room is where they usually have the chest, of there's some kind of chest, whatever. So I turn the corner in the room, and I see one mob there, but I also see a targetable chest.
Ooh.
So I said, what the hell? I waited till everyone else logged out of the zone.
Right.
I had so on, so I knew I'd outrun the mob. I wasn't worried about that. And then I walked up to the chest, you know, right-clicked on it, whatever, it's locked. So I beat it. You know, in the meantime, the mob's beating me from behind. It was a wolf. So I beat on the chest.
Yeah.
Just to see. I don't know. Maybe you get lucky.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Most of the time, it destroys right. the contents in it, which...
right. But I gave it a shot. Anyway, so it... Yeah, well, anyway, you know, it gave the zone-wide, you know, fucking Uber dot,
yeah.
you know, that just fucking kills you, you know. So, anyway, so then I take off, I get out of the zone, whatever. By the time I get out of the zone, I'm like at 20%. I heal myself. Well, this dot just doesn't fucking want to go away. So, whatever. I log off right after that. Okay, I log with the dot on me. I don't give a shit. I log back on the next day. The dot's still there. Occasionally, I cast a heal on myself, and it just keeps eating me and eating me and eating me. You know. And this
sounds
good
like
half
time.
An hour goes on, and this dot's still fucking there. I'm like, this oh, is in. Shit. Yeah, this was sad.
This
I'm
was
like,
before they fixed the dots, I imagine.
No, this was just last week.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Oh, wait, that happened once in a raid. I got pulled. Well, what was the raid? I forgot, but some creature gave me a hell of a dot.
60-minute duration. Yeah.
And it, I mean the raid was over.
Right.
I got pulled back to my bind point. I'm like. I just walked away to take a leak. I come back.
Dead.
Not, but I'm at my bind point, so I don't know I'm naked. So I look at my inventory. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Who the hell stole everything?
Where's my shit?
There's my body. Fuck.
Right. So
wait, finish your story.
Sorry. Yeah, so I happen to go into the bazaar, because now I'm running around doing some things. So I'm in the bazaar, so I type on, hey, does anyone have RGC? Radiant Group Cure or whatever. They'll cure, you know, these type of dots.
Right.
You know, because I got this crazy dot and I can't get rid of it. So, of course, I get the, well, type in slash, you know, come over here, target me, slash, you know, type in slash D, I'll take care of it for you. You know,
what's
one answer,
D?
Dual.
Oh. We'll get rid of the dot.
Another one turns around and says, well, come, you know, oh, type EX, it'll clean it up, or type slash Q, it, I'm like, okay, guys, you're so funny. So real quick, I do a slash who to the guy that said, type in slash D. So I walked over, and he was 58th level fucking wizard or something. They thought I was a noob the way I asked the question. So I walked up to him, targeted him, and hit slash D. I said, okay, now get rid of my fucking dot, asshole. He was like, targets me, I'm red. And he's like, oh, I was only kidding. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Actually, I have another.
And then finally, after I was done doing that, I went back into the Nexus. I'm still healing myself. And this thing was, it wasn't
you a. You would have went in the puck. Somebody would have healed you.
Well, that's where I was headed. You know,
you died.
I kept healing myself. Luckily, I had
KEI.
You know, yeah, I had KEI on me, so I had plenty of mana. But I would, it would be every like minute, I have to do another heal. If I wasn't paying attention for a couple of minutes, I'd be down to 30%, 40%. I mean, it was just eating through me. So finally, as I'm about to log into Pock,
it fades.
I see it's not the blink. I'm going, oh, thank God. I'm like, this thing was
I
annoying.
I blinked for like 2 minutes. That
well, I didn't care. I just started starting to blink. I was happy.
Here's a gripe that I have. Now, faction, okay? Levels of faction. Now, you need certain, like, you need to be, like, amiable or, you know, ally
right.
to get to do quests.
Yes.
But... guards will still protect you if they're, you know, apprehensive, glowing dubiously.
Yes.
What? Okay. And, or, you know, they love you.
I didn't know it was Ash Wednesday.
No.
Anyway.
All right, yeah. I did that. Yeah, I put a cigarette out and I just wiped my forehead. Anyway.
He put a cigarette on his forehead.
Perfect example. The guards in West Common.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No matter what faction you're on them, that between apprehensive and an ally,
yes,
you can run with Kizzy and Gix on your ass, and they still will not attack
him. Because those guards are corrupt, and Kizzy and Gix is paying them off.
But I'm like, but they judge me as ally. I am an ally.
Yeah, but they when
they're
they con him, they says you want to suck, you know, him. Yeah, so that's better than ally.
But anyway,
you're having sex with his sister.
Or say you're in Highhold.
Don't you think these guards would wander just a little bit longer to get around to kill the gnolls every once in a while? Or the bandits around the fucking corner?
They don't have...
Yeah, but then...
They're standing here.
They're not in aggro range.
The bandits are 20 feet
away. There was a comic on this.
They're not in aggro range.
Look, there's a rat chasing... there's Flippy Darkpaw. There's a griffin. Yeah, it was like, that's not the real problem. There, you die a snake one, you know. Yeah. Basically, you train the griffin to those guards, and they'll be killing a snake or a bear. And basically, there's a griffin or a hill giant next to you.
Because actually, if you've ever watched it, the hill giant and the griffin will kill the guard.
You know, I think yell for help should work. You know.
I've seen that happen. To you train NPCs? Some of them guards.
That's what I think. I think you'll over.
Oh, yeah. If you in West Commons, you train that hill giant close to the guards, it's funny because he'll kill the guards.
Well, I guess next week we'll be talking about the WoW patch because I never got to say what's coming into it.
Wraith Mountain?
Mm. It's time.
Oh, and it's also past 9.
Oh, Wraith Mountains. That's funny. Two guards up on the hill, on the plateau?
Yeah, they don't help.
Die a horrible death.
They're green. They're looking around going, fuck this.
Yeah, why am I here? This is, Jesus, man, who'd I piss off to get this duty?
So wait a minute. Hold on. Let's stay an extra 5 minutes and tell everybody your WoW stuff.
You guys are fine? Okay. All right.
It's only 5 minutes.
No, it's 5 minutes. All right. Basically, they've been waiting for a patch for, like, the last month. They're constantly putting stuff into it, and they were supposed to go live with it Saturday, and they found some problems, internal testing, and decided...
Sounds like Sony.
No. But no, Sony, Sony, the patch would have been out 2 weeks ago. they actually have a QA department that QAs a product. Gasp.
Surprise. Amazement.
I mean, no, they actually did release something that, they had bug, when this first push came out, bugs.
Again, it's a test server.
Yeah, exactly. But it had bugs, and they knew it had bugs, and they actually told you. We know this is the bug, this is how you get around it. But there's no showstoppers, like no way to get around it bugs, like that.
Like being stuck in a fucking tree.
Basically, what's coming in this patch is they're upping the level limits to 45, which means I will get my nightmare at 40. Where I'm a warlock, so I get to do a quest for my pet. All my pets are quested, so I'll quest for this pet and get a horse I can ride, which is
it's good to be a warlock.
Exactly. But also what they're going to do is, this is World of Warcraft. Have you ever played Warcraft, regular Warcraft?
No.
Okay. Warcraft was a RTS, real-time strategy. Basically, you would control your hero or whatever and his troops and try to, kill the other.
Yes, you have
objectives. Wipe this thing out, wipe that. Okay.
Yes, risk.
Well, now what they're doing is they're going to be implementing the different types of servers. There's basically, server types are player versus environment, which are, you and, you can basically, it's you versus the environment. You don't have to do any PvP ever. Okay?
Okay.
Player versus player, the only way you can activate it is if somebody's coming into your city and killing the guards off and the quest givers and stuff, right? You can assist because they're attacking something on your faction. You can then attack them, and that turns on your player versus player flag, and defend your town, your city, right? Defend your city. So basically, if you're opposite faction and you go into one of these cities and you start attacking guards, you're basically asking you to get killed, because everybody will eventually jump on you. They will have realm, these zones that you'll fly into or these sections that are inaccessible unless you actually take like a bird there or something. And this will allow you to go into, and once you get there, it's all about, capturing, keeps and stuff like that. Basically, it's you versus, the opposite faction. Okay. So basically, if you don't want to do any PvP, you don't go into those areas. Now, what they're implementing, the new server, that's how every server is going to be. The new servers, which is, basically Horde versus Alliance, is going to be, you'll have zones. You'll have Alliance-controlled territory, which you're completely safe in, which is all the newbie zones and, up to a certain level. Neutral, meaning anybody can attack anybody. If I see an undead in a neutral area, he can attack me, I can attack him. Fair game. And then there's enemy territory. And enemy territory, I can go in there, and I can be attacked, but I can't attack anybody else.
Until you've been attacked once.
Right. If I, you know, again, if somebody walks into my territory.
So you can't send six, you can't put a group of 65th levels and run through the other side's newbie zone and have fun.
Thank God.
Slaughtering the whole.
Thank God. They're doing a whole bunch of spell rebalancing. They're nerfing paladins, but I mean it's beta, so there's no nerf.
They're nerfing tunes already.
Well, it's beta. You can't nerf. You can't nerf.
No, but that's why. But that's what betas are for.
Right.
You know,
they found out that they had a seal that basically a buff that would be a group buff, and it would, it would just give you this buff, and you'd regain, you get more strength, more whatever, and they decided to make those auras. Auras. A paladin can only have one aura up at a time. So he has a regeneration aura, which can be only used out of battle. He has, basically this will become an aura, so you'll have more wisdom, or more stamina, or, basically like that. But you can only have one per paladin, which is kind of cool when you have four or five paladins in the same group, because they'll have they all stack together. So you'll have, four, paladin buffs on you, which are nice.
I have a question.
What?
What's the size of a group?
Five.
Oh, really? That's it?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Smaller groups.
But basically, the stuff that you attack is all geared, when you can tell what it's geared. Like, one quest that I have to do, I got to find four other people. Because there's five mobs, and they're really close together. You have to attack them. Basically, what you have to do is attack, four of them. Hopefully sleep the other one. Each person in the group needs to be able to solo... one by themselves, and then kill the main guy. Next week we'll talk. I'll tell you what new stuff's been coming in. Again, this is all right now. The level cap's 39, which in EverQuest, 39th level is not much.
No,
but at 30th level, I was in a 3-group raid, basically trying to kill this one thing that was 34th, 35th level. But it was uber. Basically, first AOE monster. A boss mob that actually had this AOE. And basically wiped us out three times before we figured out how to kill him. Which was kind of cool, because there's no strategy.
Back to that whole conversation we had before. You're in that time where it's, you get to just learn.
Yeah.
You're learning as you go.
But me and Bob, who I think, and Tom, would rather have the cheat sheet.
Well, there's times I would prefer, I would love when we go to fight a mob, well, we got to figure it out our damn selves.
We did that a couple of times.
Doing the holding.
You know what we just went and killed?
Who?
A lord of one of the POS giant camps.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
I've done that.
I had never done those.
Those are tough.
Those are real tough.
Yeah, those are Vindy.
You did it?
I've done one.
Vindy with an AOE.
Tom, you were there
Eds.
When I was trying to get off for dinner and we were doing the POS lord.
At 80%.
He summons?
No, at 80%,
yeah.
8 Eds pop.
Ooh.
All blue.
You're kidding.
No. And then for everyone who dies in the raid?
Another Ed pop?
Another Ed pops.
Oh, God, I hate those.
So we were, the first time we did it, we just assumed where the Eds would pop.
Right.
We assumed they would pop over here. So we positioned everybody. We started the fight. The 8 Eds popped. Right where we had all the clerics and casters.
Oh, no.
So before the off tanks could even get there...
There were a lot of people dead.
People were dead everywhere.
Right.
We're like, oh, this isn't good. Camp a cleric! So...
Well, when we did the guy in Plain of Disease. Remember when I ran the raid?
Okay, yes.
I had no clue how to do him. I had people tell me how to do him, but nothing was correct.
Like Grumus, Papa?
Grumus.
Grumus.
That was learning.
Yeah, that was a learning experience.
We wiped the first time, the second time we got him.
Well, that's what happened with us. We got clobbered this time, but okay, now we know, right?
Did anything else happen after that?
What?
After 80%? I mean, was it 80, 50, 20? Or?
Well, yeah, around 60 more Eds came up. But by then we were already... by then it didn't matter. Most of us were dead.
Okay.
And because Vuzu, our raid leader, had asked the question, did anyone see at 60% where the Eds came from? Because we got him down to the main mob down to 59%.
Right.
Being a ranger who's out of rampage, I tend to live longer than most.
Right.
Because I'm standing back shooting arrows. Luckily, I hadn't hit True Shot yet. I always wait, because especially on new mobs,
yeah.
I don't hit True Shot right away, because if we do if we do wipe, yeah. I won't have it for the next time. So I said, well, let me just see first. So then as everyone's dying, and I'm just watching it, and it's really funny, I'm debating if I should gate, you know, because I know we're dead, you know. I'm like, nah, die with the rest of them, what the hell. The other ones pop, but they popped where we thought the first runes would pop from.
Oh, okay.
So luckily I saw that, because otherwise they would have said, oh, well, they popped here, so let's put the clerics on the other side.
I'm like, no.
The clerics would have they would have popped in the middle of the clerics at 60%.
Yeah, not
so we ended up putting the clerics completely out of the room.
Right.
Up on the bridge. Just left them over there.
Yeah.
You know.
Basically, you got to do them the way we did.
On the bridge. Which lord did you do?
Not who's
water.
Who's the one in Nightmare?
Okay, because we did Forest.
Who's the one in Nightmare? The god. The girl. Yeah,
Terrastool?
Terrastool. Basically like Terrastool. It's at 80%. At 81, 82%, everybody backs the fuck off.
Is Terrastool the horrible guy?
Kill the ads and then go back to killing,
it's a
killing
bitch.
The mob. Yeah. You know what I think would... Actually, here's a suggestion. What I would suggest to Sony. Anything that says when you die, you know, that a mob spawns, they should make it where if you die, your corpse gets... you know, the necromancer spell?
Yeah, gets brought back to life and,
And
be used.
Right. That would be more realistic and fun.
Yeah, but
because then you would have different classes with their abilities. So if a cleric dies, all of a sudden you got a healer.
Right.
No, healing the main mob.
Right. But that would anyway, be fun, but we figured out the second time, and you know, there was 45 of us there, so we pretty much ended his day. Once we figured it out, it wasn't bad, but and it was good because all the bot key pieces were dropping like crazy as we were killing the mobs to get to them.
Nice.
They were dropping all over the place. And then they said they were heading to the forest one, but then I logged.
Yeah, Tom
was the forest was the one we did.
Who?
Tom's still not in bot, huh?
I don't remember the name.
Hey, I think I'll play
tonight. No.
Who?
your
my guild.
Wolves of the Crimson Light?
No.
Crimson Steel.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Bob.
I don't know them.
I'm thinking about playing tonight. Want to go to bot?
Want to go to bot?
I'm fucking with Tom.
Why? Because Tom's not bot keyed.
Yeah, Tom can go.
Not keyed, and I don't expect to be keyed, and I got to be at 62 to get in.
62 to get in. Three levels, Tom. You can do it.
Yeah, and I got to be 63 to be in an LD1 raid. I found that one out. That was funny. And here I am in the middle of a raid. I'm in Neverfrost, and I'm like buffed up, ready to go in.
32 people are going. We can't get in.
You know, can't we click in? What's going on? And all of a sudden, it's like, Shiz, can you disband? I'm like, sure. Sorry, Shiz, you're too low. Fuck!
All right, we're done.
All right.
It's after... It's 9:15.
Oh, boy, a two-hour and 15-minute show.
Ooh.
Yeah, really. Come show.
Shepard. Ninja's here. And Icon.
Sharik and Ghidorah.
We got Sharik and Ghidorah already.
And Flatline was here for most of the show.
Oh, cool.
Sony can eat me raw!
All right. Well, we will be back next week full...
Sony can lick my asshole!
We'll be back full of barbecue next week.
Yes, full of barbecue next week.
We'll catch you guys later. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Kisses. Crumble. It's okay to be